and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'd like to make a short announcement. I regret to announce that I have never shared compromising photos of myself via email, Twitter, or Facebook, or any other social networking site. This is not due to an abundance of moral judgment on my part, but rather to a complete lack of interest by prospective recipients. I'll take no questions. Thank you. Someone wrote that for me. 6 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show. Why, it's Tuesday.
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
So if today's Tuesday, that gives us...
Tuesdays with Tyler.
Aisha Tyler.
Good morning, Aisha Tyler, sexy liberal.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
Kids, if you're on the Ustream, you have no idea how quickly she put that whole look together. She just did her own.
If you look closely, you'll see it was very quickly.
That's how we got to be friends again. And don't ask me how that happened, Chris, because I did Larry King with her. And she showed up 5 minutes before, did her own makeup, and looked really, really gorgeous. Was incredibly smart and funny. And didn't even have the decency to be a bitch. It was very, very nice on top of it.
I'm working on that. I kicked a puppy on the way in.
Okay. what can we say about the Sexy Liberal Show? Aisha Tyler, in for Hal Sparks in August. And by the way, last week, last Tuesday, she was here, and we made the big announcement about. I think we have it here. Hang on.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
All right, well, the point now is never mind because it's sold out. Sorry.
Ice cold. Wow.
Yikes. Sorry.
It was like some kind of record breaking.
4 days. We were sold out by Saturday.
It's awesome.
It's obviously for an August date. So yeah. Thank you, Santa Fe Sexy Liberals. I'm sure it had nothing to do with somehow Aisha Tyler's naked pictures mysteriously getting posted on our Facebook
the internet
page.
And want to set the entire thing on fire. Is there a way? Where do I go to just light it on fire?
Chris, you know I would never have anything to do with exploiting Aisha to sell tickets to the Sexy Liberal Show. And I don't even know how that other naked one got up there today. What with that we have another big announcement later in the show.
Just like Representative Wiener. I don't know how that picture got on the internet.
Yeah, see, I don't have pictures of myself because no one wants them.
Yes, they do.
Someone hacks me and accidentally sends naked pictures of you.
No, you.
Or Hal. Or Hal. We just need someone.
Hal actually has a very similar photo to mine.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but he's shot.
He's on. He's on.
He said there's a guy on both of you, so it's
wrapped around a snake. I would like to say for the record, and I will continue to say for the record, that I took that photo for a women's magazine to raise money to help save people from skin cancer.
Sure.
So stop looking at it that way.
We don't care.
You filthy puppies.
We don't care. It's selling tickets like hotcakes, so
apparently.
We just don't.
People do know I will
but
be wearing clothes at
if
the
you don't buy a ticket to the Sexy Liberal Show, you must love cancer.
You must. You love cancer.
Yes.
And you hate babies. We're going to come up with a terrible array of qualities for you.
Sure. So,
now, is Aisha just going to be at the one in August?
No, that's funny you should mention that, Chris, you big tease. As we speak, the Sexy Liberal Elves, Aisha, are building a box office in a major city.
Yes, in a major city.
And it might be on sale in a couple of hours.
Would they be building it on an assembly line?
What happened with our teasing seminar? Do you remember the teasing seminar? That you only teased so far.
Oh, sorry.
Without giving away the actual city.
I'm still learning this radio thing.
For the love of God.
Also, you know, men are blunt force teasers. They're like, I'm going to tease you by driving my pants to the floor and saying, let's do this. I mean, that's like
bitching
that's
about
a man tease.
Yeah.
It's like the old, you know, bitching about an airline. I won't say which one, but it's an American airline. You know,
it rhymes
sounds
with
Boo-nited. Boo-nited.
Great minds, my friend.
All right, exactly. All right, don't go there.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't.
What?
Do it.
I don't know what's happening.
About the other August thing.
Okay. But it is exciting. We do have a date we're going to announce today.
Yes, morning. I believe that
Which
we are.
Which is why you should go into work late. So that you can
Which is why she shows up all 3 hours, and she just flew in last night, and we have to get like a little puppy goo out of her eyes
just,
in the morning.
Yeah, like, the
she comes in like a newborn.
To pull all the fluids out of my various orifices. I flew in from D.C. last night. I was doing shows. I sold out shows at D.C. Improv. And I visited the troops yesterday. And it was awesome. I went to Walter
Where?
Reed.
Oh, Walter Reed. Oh,
I spent
awesome.
4 hours with the Wounded Warriors. It was incredible.
Aww.
Incredible.
That
I'm telling you. If you
sexy
want,
and liberal.
Thank you. Yes, I spread my sexy liberal love all over the Wounded Warriors. I got to tell you, it doesn't matter how you feel about the military or the war, but these guys all put their lives on the line for the country, and they've made incredible sacrifices.
Yeah.
And some of them are triple amputees. And you've never met a cheerier, more kind of badass group of guys and women.
Yeah.
That, you know, people have like gone through all this stuff.
I know.
And still have this incredible attitude. And yeah, then I was like, I'm not going to be complaining the next time. I can't get cell service. This is bull crap, man. Yeah, exactly.
This is bull.
I'm sucking all that crap up. I'm going to be the happiest, cheeriest elf in the world now.
In my thought bubble. Self-involved
right.
I am. Yeah, okay, you know what? Maybe I should just shut up.
Right, exactly. I thought this yogurt was non-fat. It's only low-fat.
Damn
it. Total bull crap.
I said Frappuccino.
Yeah, this is all. I'm dropping all that in the street.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah, it was awesome. So,
yeah.
Yo, go USO.
Yay.
I love our troops.
Oh, all right. By the way, a sexy liberal requirement for you. We were in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, having a great time Saturday night.
Rock and
at the
roll,
sexy
baby.
Liberal show. Jeff and Chapel Hill, staff, my buddy and I attended your show in Saturday in Durham. Loved it. I want to point out that Hal Sparks' jeans were any tighter, the AMA would classify them as skin graft. So that would be your requirement. You know what? We're not a Kevin Meaney show. We are tight pants people.
We are tight pants people.
Yeah.
We're not big pants people.
Yeah.
And also, Hal's rocking. Hal is the only guy I know who can continuously rock the same look that guys were rocking in like the eighth grade, like the Metallica fans, like super tight pants, giant high top shoes.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a chain. He makes it look good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's somehow, I don't know, but we have a crew
machine.
To paint your pants on for you for Santa
how
Fe.
How exciting.
And the
I don't
other
know
major
how
city.
I feel about that. I'm going to wear big pants. I'm going to wear giant bell-bottom sweatpants that will make a little ringing sound as I walk out on stage. Bing, bong, bing, bong. People will be so disappointed.
Any comedian just pops in your head right away. It's the anti-Kevin Meaney tour.
Exactly.
We're tight pants people. We're not
barely
loose pants people.
I won't be reproducing after I take these pants off. We love Kevin Meaney.
All right. By the way, go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook, not to see the new naked picture of...
No,
last week was just the see-through dress. This week is the naked picture.
Oh, God, save us all.
Next week, you know, who knows what we'll find.
Nothing. You'll find nothing. That's the extent of it. There are those two upsetting photos that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Listen,
and that is the terminus.
We have two dates to sell in August.
That's
so anyway,
the terminus, my friend.
You'll also go for all upcoming dates. Minneapolis coming up next. Netroots Nation is in Minneapolis.
That's right.
When we are there, Saturday, June 18th. We're very excited.
And if you go to a Netroots Nation blogger, you might find a discount code that you can use to get 25% off your tickets.
And apparently, it's been all over the Minneapolis papers that Broadway producers are coming to see the show in Minneapolis. Max Bialystock is going to be there. Leo Bloom. Checking out the production.
How exciting.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood.
Yes.
So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Yep.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Mm-hmm.
But now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Not that last part, but anyway.
That last part was the best part, quite honestly. All of a sudden, it was like the Tyler Perry movie.
Get out of my way, I got a man waiting for me. Chicago, Saturday, June 25th for Gay Pride Weekend and Taste of Chicago Weekend. That is almost sold out as well. The 10-piece, the Chicago Blues All-Stars will be backing us up. That my buddy is in. That's going to be a big show party. Okay.
What? Your former employee? What do you mean your buddy? Your former employee?
Oh, he's my former. Talk about sexy liberal. Check out this guy, Dr. Dan.
Uh-huh.
In Chicago. Give me my sexy liberal
all
music.
Right.
He used to be my former radio producer. He's now a famous orthopedic surgeon in Chicago. Chicagoan of the year. He does surgeries for anybody that needs them, even if they don't have insurance.
Oh,
he goes to
awesome.
Haiti and help
awesome.
People.
I want to hug him.
Yes.
He's
7 feet tall. He used to play former professional basketball. One of his teammates got shot as a bouncer at a nightclub. He's helping him walk again.
Okay.
With all this fancy new orthopedic equipment and stuff. I think he did Oprah and whatever before she went off. And he has the Chicago Blues All Stars. A 10-piece blues band. That he's backing up the sexy liberal show. So there you go. It's that guy.
This guy gets hugs.
Just a normal guy.
This guy gets hugs and a little nibble on the neck when you need him. Just a little one. Just to make him feel nice.
Is he single?
I think he might be. I think he said his mom had hoped he would marry me.
Oh.
Before the big announcement. All right. One last one before we get to the wiener things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Durham Sexy Liberal Afterglow. Afterglow story real quick. Cue the love story music. This is not about sex. It's about love.
Oh. Sex isn't about love?
Not for me. I guess for some people. It's mostly with myself, so I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of myself. So.
Issues.
Oh, yes. Hello. Dear Steph, I was in the first row Saturday night. At the end of the show, you invited me on stage to dance, embarrass myself, whatever. I thought I'd explain why I didn't join you. Number one, I'm an old white woman and not a good dancer. You, however, are surprisingly good. Chris is wrong about that. Yeah.
No.
She's fantastic.
Thank you.
No.
Number two, was not drunk. Number three, very shy. In all seriousness, my husband and I had a wonderful time. The next day, he said in a whisper, I didn't know you could lose your voice from laughing. We were both pretty hoarse.
Aw.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Thank you, old white woman bad dancer. I appreciate it. Meredith writes that.
That's her Native American name.
Old white woman bad dancer. Oh, boy. Oh. All right. So anyway, very, very exciting. Now, Anthony, you have to give me credit. I was making jokes about him, and if you're a woman, he didn't buy it from the beginning.
No,
I mean, I love him politically, but I was like, how would you not know if you took a picture of your own?
Well, not only that, but here's the first thing.
Huh?
If I'm going to hack your account, I'm not going to send that lame, kind of like moderately sexual, is it wood? Did I drop something down my pants?
Yeah,
is it morning wood? Is it wood for you, or do I just have to pee? You know what I mean? I'm going to really go for it. If I'm hacking somebody, I'm going to fleshbot.com and downloaded a whole page of like animated GIFs. You know what I mean? I'm not sending that lame little still.
That was a bulge of an indiscriminate origin.
It really was. Yeah. It could have been anything. He's like, and after this, I'm going to eat a Cliff Bar. You know what I mean? Like, what?
That might have been a marmoset.
Right? And then when he comes, then there's like the half-assed kind of, well, it could be me. Someone could have hacked my account and then my BlackBerry and then my personal collection of photos and then
uploaded it. I can't say with certitude.
So to certitude, I like that.
Yeah.
Most men are better acquainted with their own
than anything else
in the universe.
I would like you to know, I might be a dirty douchebag, but at least I'm well-read. I cannot verify with certitudinacy. Whether that is with perspicacity, my own tool.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, in a related story, Aisha Tyler and I have never been naked together in a bathtub. That was another picture.
Now people are just going crazy.
And I had a little glass of champagne, which, by the way, I would be drinking champagne if I were ever able to get into a bathtub naked with Aisha Tyler. But I have never. But that was immediately after the announcement last week.
There's always Santa Fe.
So now we need to bring twin bathtubs for Santa Fe and reenact the Cialis commercial. That's a hot girl.
That's going to be the third embarrassing photo that ends up on the internet. Is you and me holding hands in the Cialis commercial. Maybe you and me and Hal and John in like a four-way handhold across
some kind of
cliff top.
Okay.
We're going to do that.
All right. More on the wiener photos.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So unfortunate.
20 minutes after the hour, right back with more Tuesdays with Tyler.
So exciting.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Rock on.
Oh, that is awful. How did that naked picture of Aisha Tyler get up on sexyliberal.com and Facebook?
The same person who hacked Anthony Weiner's account apparently hacked the sexyliberal's page.
I would like to apologize to Aisha Tyler's husband. I don't know how that happened, and it certainly was not to sell tickets in the big city that we're going to be announcing later this morning. That's on sale for the Sexy Liberal Show.
It's going to be on sale by the end of the show. Can I say something about
I love our guys. The guys on our side are just so succinct. Lawrence writes, mercy.
And then somebody turned the phrase boogity boogity cheese into some kind of a sexual statement
Mm-hmm.
Before it was an example of an aneurysm, and now something different. Can I just say something about the lovely lady sitting to my right, who is fascinating and a very incredible intellect, brain, funny, sexy. She eats the strangest crap in the morning. Can I just say, have you ever talked about this in the air? She eats dinner food for breakfast, so she's eating spaghetti and meat.
meatballs.
Do I have time to get up and make breakfast?
You don't.
For God's sake.
You don't. I'm not even this rigid of a rule follower, but I just looked over and she's just got this mouthful of like meat sauce.
Yeah.
It's like 6:20 in the morning.
And she has swordfish too.
She's offering me swordfish, and I'm like, I don't even know how to respond to that. You know what I mean? I just feel like a cartoon with a thought bubble above my head with three dots. So, you want some swordfish? It's 6:25. I'm like, so yeah. It's exciting. I'm gonna come in next week with a cheese steak.
All right. So we've been talking about obviously what everybody else is, the Anthony Weiner press conference yesterday.
I feel terrible for him.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I mean, I made fun of him right away, and I didn't buy this, because why? I don't have a penis. I'm a woman. There's no woman in the world that didn't go, oh, my God.
Yes.
Of course, it's a picture of his. But and that's the thing. It's never the thing. It's the lying. But, I mean, I heard women calling radio shows yesterday going, I wish that was the worst my husband did.
Right.
I mean,
like
I have to say, he didn't have sex with anybody.
Yeah. It was like, not even softcore. It was just like, you know, blockcore. Here's this blockcore picture.
I think there is an X-rated picture out there.
Is it? Okay, they showed a bunch, and they were all very mild. Like, here's me with my cat.
Bare chest.
Yes. Here I am loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Here I am making words with friends move.
Can he be prosecuted for lame jokes that you hit him with the two cats? Here I am with the pussies. Oh Anthony.
God, really?
Come on. Really? Yes. Really?
And that's like 97% of, you know, there are places you can go and just, you know, steal other people's porn jokes. You know, you can't write your own. You know what I mean?
And one of the pictures had, you know, it had a desk behind him with pictures of
his family,
wife, the Clintons.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you know what I'm
lured. Lurdy.
yeah, but I was just saying that to me. Originally, this would be an issue between he and his wife.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he never met any of these women. He never did anything. To me, he was being a dude in the first place. But then it's the lying about it.
Unless he did it on government equipment. That's what makes it.
I have to tell you something. I would love, I mean, this is, they are held to a very specific set of rules, which they should be.
Sure.
Right? But who doesn't use their work computer for personal crap?
What
person in the world is not doing that? I mean, it's like, it's virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Now, when I had the day job, I was making comedy flyers on that thing. I was like, I'll be working on your report right after I make this awesome little paste up of my show Thursday night at 9:30 at the Boo Boo Hole. You know what I mean? I was raping that place for paper and
stamps. I don't believe you've ever actually played the boo-boo hole.
The boo-boo hole. But yes. It just came out. So,
all right.
Here's the thing with comedy. Words just come out of your mouth. And then
right.
You think about them after they're out there.
You put them in the proper order later.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Don, my right-wing love muffin in Chicago, wants to defend the wiener. Hello, Don.
Ooh, exciting.
Hi, Don.
Thanks for that intro.
Yes.
I would just love these politicians to just say yes and... I would just when it was pop brought to you the press conference, did you commit adultery? Yes. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's the improv rule. You do yes and.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. There's no denying.
Yeah. I mean, Don, you're right. It's the lying. It's not the actual, you know, as somebody was saying, the actual thing he did seems very sort of juvenile in grade school.
And, lame. Really, really poor.
It's like, oh, it was a joke. I was making a joke.
Yeah, you called this misconduct. I mean, I also think you should not be able to use the phrase, I was making a joke, unless it was actually funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah like, it's just like, oh, it was a joke of a picture of my boner.
Yeah.
That was a
comedy. Comedy police could arrest him. I'm not sure who.
I'm an elected official. He.
And what woman did that turn on with the two cats? Like,
so
oh,
sad.
That's hot.
It's
yeah,
so
that
sad.
Is hot. I love the jokes about the pussies. Okay. 29 minutes after the
hour.
Something.
Those jokes are, guys love those jokes. They never get old.
David Bender next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Ha! Oh, boy, that laugh is infectious. Ha! Ha! It's fun.
Go to Meeting, the best way to host an online meeting my listeners can try. Go to Meeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. All right. Oh, speaking of people that have taught me the wonders of the interwebs, why, look who's here on Tuesday.
What?
David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Yay, David Bender. Yay. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
Who's, first of all, because Anthony Weiner got in trouble for this, but explain how you taught me the wonders of the interweb.
You know, simply because I know that it's that little envelope box that Aisha was talking about, the
yes.
thing that just has a little envelope on it. You
yeah.
hit click. But I
yeah.
knew that.
Yeah.
And I was able to push the envelope
yes.
in your direction. And,
yes.
and you know, that's what friends are for.
Well,
of course, that's what friends are for.
I'll tell you what, actually, because...
The reason I'm here today, though, is to say one thing.
All right, go ahead.
And it's... Boogity
boogity
cheese!
Yay!
God,
why don't you want to do that? Everyone in Santa Fe is going to yell that when Aisha walks out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the sad thing we just learned is you cannot pick your meme.
All right, so David, but my point is, because of the Anthony Weiner story and this headline that Chris sent me, Facebook party spins out of control, girl accidentally invited everyone on Facebook. I would do that, because see, I'm having a party for my friend Shelley Wright in a couple of weeks, and her organization, Faith in America,
mm-hmm.
you know, preventing discrimination against LGBT people by in religious, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and she has her film is debuting at LA Film Festival, so David, you were explaining to me, I just learned how to blind copy.
That's right.
Because you're like, you're going to put every famous...
Everybody, yeah, all their emails.
Every famous person you know's email on the internet if you don't do this correctly. I'm like, oh!
And what's worse is you see everyone sees who is not on the list.
Right,
and they
yes.
go, wait, why am I not there? And,
yes.
oh, she likes me, but she doesn't like you.
Yeah. Yes.
It's endless, and it's high school, and... It's Anthony Weiner.
Yes. Well, so give us your take on this, because, you know, the Chris is saying, I mean, obviously, as this story unfolds, it's getting worser and worser. There's a Ginger Lee. That's not Ginger Lynn. I'm thinking of someone else. Former porn star. She says that they had phone sex on a government phone. I mean, how do you see this playing out? Because this...
Well, it depends on who Anthony Weiner is at the end of the day. And that's really the question. If he is addicted to being a member of Congress, and that what happens after, you know, 13 years in the House of Representatives, that's how elected officials see themselves. It's what happens. You see it in any kind of public life. People become who they are on camera. And Anthony Weiner has just had the experience of live by the camera and die by the camera. He thought by going out for a week or 10 days and looking at the camera and saying with the same passion that he advocated for health care and protecting Medicare, that he could say, you know, this is dirty tricks, I was hacked, this is, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we can't have happen. That was his undoing, because he came to believe that you can use the camera for any purpose, including dissembling. And that's really what it comes down to here. He lied. Now, Aisha just came back from where lies really matter. Bush lied.
In D.C., yeah.
And it was a bumper sticker, but it was true. Bush lied and people died.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about this because everyone is talking about it, and there's a purpose to it, because there is something called the public trust. Whether he broke any laws, he didn't. If he used a government BlackBerry, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Aisha's
right.
Exactly right. Everybody uses their work computer. This is not that.
Right, but
not
that,
the crime.
But that's the rub, isn't it? That may not. The House rules say, quote,
no,
you know, a member shall conduct himself and blah blah blah.
An umbrella clause, which is you know, it's clause one really, which says, do you bring, do you put the House of Representatives in a bad light?
But,
do you reflect poorly on the House? And that could be anything, and this does.
But if we hold people like David Vitter and Larry Craig accountable, you know, why shouldn't we hold our own accountable?
David, I was just going to bring up David Vitter, though, because that, again, it was sort of a matter for the voters, and the voters overwhelmingly reelected him, I guess. He chose not to resign.
Exactly,
I mean,
that's yeah. exactly right. David Vitter did not step down. Charlie Rangel, who was censured, mm-hmm. Reprimanded, did not step down and was reelected with 80% of the vote.
Right.
And if we go back in time, Chris, and this is the point. This is really about Anthony Weiner's voters. And Ed Schultz last night was advocating that what Weiner should do is step down now, today, and run again in the next election, but run as a private citizen and use this time, which is an interesting idea, except the reality is you lose 13 years of seniority.
Right.
If you're going to be a good member of Congress for your district, you hold on to the seniority. But it comes back to that original point I was making, which is, who is Anthony Weiner? He has to. This is that moment where a human being says, "Why am I doing this?" And the effectiveness this man has had, and he has been a tremendously effective advocate for the things we all care about, has come because of that credibility, because he could rail on the floor and thunder about the injustice that was going on the Republican side of the aisle. He can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
has lost that. He is, as Melissa Perry said last night, he has used every ounce of political capital that he had in this last week.
And what a waste, right? Like, what a way to blow your equity. You know what I mean? It's just...
Well, it seems like it's another one of these stories. I mean, you know, the twin story, unfortunately for Democrats in the news today, prosecutors have obtained emails between John Edwards and a former aide to use as evidence at a trial that he knew about payments, that his payments to his pregnant mistress, even while he was publicly denying it. I mean, this has gotten to be almost like rote. It's like, okay, politician gets caught in a sex scandal, they lie about it. I mean, it's just...
And these guys,
you know,
what's amazing is these guys aren't learning. You know what I mean? Like, none of it's like, you know, sticking your hand in the fire or seeing your buddy. See, 20 of your buddies all stick their hand into a fire and get burned.
Yeah.
And then you walk up and think, maybe it's going to be different for me. You know, it's like,
But that's exactly right. It's what your friend, your love muffin in Chicago just said. And if Anthony Weiner had held the press conference he held yesterday, 10 days ago, right at the outset, never denied it, stay quiet, but did it, this would go away.
Yeah.
You're right.
And he would be reelected, and he would be embarrassed, but he would still have standing. He would have capital. He would have done exactly what he needed to do. I can remember I was covering it for George Magazine at the time, the whole impeachment and everything that led up to it. And if you remember, Bill Clinton, in the famous moment, and isn't it ironic that Bill Clinton's picture is in the background with the two
guys? Yeah. I think that was subliminal. You know what I'm looking for.
That's a subliminal sexual message. Yeah. But leaving aside all of those signs, here's what Bill Clinton did that is embedded in our memories. He wagged his finger at the camera and said, "I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." And that's the tape that lives on forever. Even though it did not rise to the level of impeachment, even though people were outraged, it spent a year. The country was paralyzed for a year because he lied. And I advocated at the time. I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton. I thought he did a lot of good for the country, made a lot of mistakes. He did a lot of good. Had he resigned right at that moment, had he stepped down saying, "I'm not going to put the country through this," Al Gore would have been president. Those policies would have been, the Clinton administration policies would have been continued without that year of paralysis. And Al Gore would have run as an incumbent president against George Bush. Now, do you think that would have changed history a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. The other twist on this, as you mentioned, Clinton, is that, of course, he's married to one of Hillary Clinton's top aides, who is gorgeous, and he just married a year ago,
and this behavior was going on before and after. I'm not apologizing for anybody who cheats, but if it's 15 or 20 years into a marriage and you're sexting, okay, that's one thing, but you just got married.
Yeah.
So that also is, like, you know, illustrative of just, like, poor character generally.
Yeah. Here's what Aisha and I want. We just want to be out to drinks with Hillary and Huma and just be a fly on the wall at that whole chick conversation there.
You want to be in a bathtub with Cialis and Huma. That's
Well, no, but I mean...
I want to hold the loofah.
No, she didn't attend the press conference,
good for
political
her.
Wife. But, but he
good
says...
Good for both of them. Good for him not doing that and good for her. Now, but
he says they won't be separating.
Let him swing, man.
She has a job working, you know, and this is why I think the way this is going to play out. If you're asking how I think it will play out, there are two questions. How should it play out and how will it play out?
Mm-hmm.
How should it play out, I think, is that Weiner should resign. I think he should step down, not because this is a crime against the Constitution, but because he has lost his effectiveness and it will mean that Democrats are going to spend a lot of their time, while we should be talking about how the Republicans are trying to destroy Medicare and bankrupt the country with this debt ceiling nightmare, talking about Anthony Weiner.
You know, you're absolutely right, David. That's a part of it that you just can't regain because, you know, we all, you know, see him on TV and go, God, he's such a great, passionate advocate. And I truly believe he really believes in all of the stuff he's doing and working for. And you just go, why do you do this? Because now you can't ever go on TV without someone going, oh, that's the guy that, you know, tweet pictures of his...
He can't do it until he's Elliot Spitzer. He can't do it until he comes back and has a talk show in 2 years.
Right.
And maybe he can be effective that way. But he has lost his effectiveness in the House. And now... There's the other fact, and it's one of those political facts, that New York is losing two congressional seats in redistricting. And one of the the things that happens is members of Congress with seniority always try to protect their district.
Right.
No one is going to protect his district.
Oh.
And so the simple fact is it's actually a blessing for the other Democrats who are going to say, well, he can go because, you know, we have to give up two seats, and his one of them is downstate. So my suspicion is that he will see the writing on the wall. It may not happen mm-hmm. tomorrow, but given all of those factors, given the fact that his wife does have a senior position in the government, that this is going to make her life a living hell in the job
and,
that she
yeah.
wants
and
to
Nancy
do.
Pelosi did not seem warm at all.
No, not at all.
Again, I think, you know, this is a little bit of a male-female thing, too. You know what I mean? You could just, I mean, you can imagine what she said when she heard about this.
Right.
It's
I mean,
like,
it's,
are you
It's probably generational, too. I would imagine some older women might be really, really shocked or disgusted. I feel more, it's like your teenage kid who just keeps doing the same crap over
right.
and over. You're like, really? Honestly?
Really?
This is what we're talking about? Like, where we are right now, the job we have to do, and we got to talk about you and your half staff.
Yeah. David, know? That may have been the first thing Pelosi said when he picked up the phone. Really,
really?
Anthony?
Honestly.
Really?
After all we've been through, after Eric Massa,
yeah.
after Chris Lee, and what is it about? Is there something in the water in New York?
Yeah, exactly.
But you look at this and you think this is not what we. Again, it goes back to when politicians lie and lives are on the line, when the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and this is what the media gets caught up in. And another thing that I'm actually really pissed about is that because Anthony Weiner somehow made Andrew Breitbart look good.
Oh,
yes.
I know. Believe me. How sickening was that?
Ooh. You know, even a stop clock is right twice a day, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
Okay, Andrew Breitbart gets it right, and now he's the victim.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I wish Shirley Sherrod had showed up at the press conference. That would have been.
You know what?
Thing.
I actually, in my briefcase right now, have Andrew Breitbart's cell phone number from that radio convention I ran into him at. Maybe we should give him a little ring.
I
just heckle him anyway.
Thanks so much for your contribution.
Yeah,
thanks for flinging so much crap at the wall that one actually stuck.
No, I mean, somebody, you know, Aisha, someone said earlier today, like, you know, let's check everybody's cash and let's,
yeah.
you know, see
Seriously.
Whatever. I mean, come on. You know what
Seriously.
I mean?
We do have a false standard of perfection
yeah.
in the political arena.
Yes, we do.
And you know what it does? It destroys people wanting to get into public
yes.
service. Because here's the truth. If you have 24/7 accountability, and that's the nature of the world we live in now, but when people say that politicians and public figures think they are entitled to do things that regular people can't do, it is exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Regular people could survive this.
Mm-hmm.
They would be, you know, the wives would lock them out for a week or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I mean, and David, I think the difference is we don't tend to defend ours. I threw John Edwards under the bus
yeah,
a long time ago, and I threw Anthony Weiner under the bus last week. I mean, it's just...
We threw Eric Massa under the bus when
yeah,
that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he's a friend of the show. He was.
Absolutely. And it's not about defending the behavior, but the truth is, if you have a standard that says every politician, can you imagine today
yeah.
some of the politicians we've admired, FDR, President Kennedy,
oh, yeah.
if they lived in this media environment, they'd be gone in
yeah.
five
Listen,
seconds.
Listen, I have a confession. If you check my cash right now, it would just come up with naked pictures of Aisha Tyler, because I went to my own Facebook thing to see what they posted, and so, but
there's only the one.
But you know, I don't know how to operate it, so I kept hitting a button back, and so it just kept coming up. So
oh,
it would look
Lord.
Like I just, you know, was
I
like,
love that you know
yeah.
what cash is now.
Yeah.
I know she's
yeah.
growing.
Yeah.
Our baby
yeah.
girl, our baby girl's all grown up.
I'm all grown up.
She's
all
grown
right.
up.
I love you, David Bender. See you again Thursday.
I love you, Steffi.
Thanks
bye.
For the blind copy.
Bye, Chris.
Bye,
okay.
bye David.
Thanks,
all
right.
David.
Yeah, I was like, oh, how does that keep coming up? I didn't do that on purpose. Seriously, I'm not having. Okay.
There's
right.
only the one.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. Right back.
Well, there's that see-through dress, too.
That's not nakey. That's just terrible fashion.
Fashion police.
Poor choices.
Right back with Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that's current. It is the Stephanie Miller
what?
Show. 53 minutes after the hour.
Like your taste in music is current.
I love it.
It ends at 1992.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Okay. All right. So I screwed up the invitation again.
I did,
the party I'm giving for Shelley Wright, what did I do? I pasted the invitation in 11 times.
Steph sends this invitation out, and this is the second one I've gotten, and you open the email, and the invitation is pasted in there like 20 times.
Okay, that's David Bender's fault. That wasn't my, see, even David Bender, computer genius, screws up too.
You and my mom should hang out. You can just try to text each other. How do you do it? I got my mom, told you guys last week.
That's
I got
where
my mom
I have sympathy
iPhone.
For Anthony Weiner. I'd be like, oh, because that's what he did. Yeah, he said he panicked. Yes. He didn't know that he put it on a,
tweeted it to the whole world instead of just to the world. One person. I gave my mom an iPhone last week, and I told her I left it on the. I was running, so I left it on the kitchen table. And then she calls and she goes, "We feel like aliens that have dropped into a different planet. We picked it up, we shook it, we licked it. It won't move. It won't turn on." So I finally got her. She can make a call on it. And she can answer a call. But I just keep texting her in the hopes that she will respond. She just looks at it, then she puts it back down and ambles away.
Chris texted me for maybe a year, and until I didn't know what texting was.
Yeah.
I would pick up the phone and be like, what is that? And like, I
didn't really like the words.
And then like a year later, I was like, oh, I've got a lot of messages from Chris that I've never gotten.
No, you know what it was? You got a girlfriend that texted.
Yes, and well, texted. So yeah. I learned right away.
So you learned.
I learned quick.
Anthony Weiner, step aside.
So you won't learn for work, but you'll learn for sexting.
Yes, sexting.
Great.
The thing that we have got to learn as Americans, well, we have so many things to learn as Americans, but primarily what we need to learn and what Anthony Weiner needs to learn is that the internet and all of its associated tools and softwares are forever.
Yes.
Every text you send, every picture you post.
See, I feel bad.
Forever.
This girl, this could have been me. In fact, depending on what button I hit this morning, this could be me. Better check your Facebook settings before posting a party invitation online. A teenage girl in Germany who forgot to mark her birthday invitation as private on Facebook fled her own party when more than 1,500 guests showed up and around 100 police officers, some on horses, were needed to keep the crowd under control.
Wow.
The invitation quickly went viral and some 15,000 people confirmed online that they would come to the party without even knowing the girl. Despite public announcements that the party had been canceled, 1,500 teenagers and young adults showed up. Some revelers held signs asking, "Where is Teresa?" Others brought birthday presents and homemade cake. There was lots of alcohol, the crowd chanting. See, I may have to do this for my 50th this September just to make sure people show up.
I will bring a cake and
awesome.
I will chant. I will bring an alcoholic cake and I will chant.
That'd be the only way I can make friends is just make it public. Just everybody come.
But that poor girl, probably there was a moment where she was really excited when there was like, 100
or 120, I'm getting
a
lot of RSVPs.
Lots of presents. And then she had to flee her own party.
She had to flee the interview.
Oh, poor baby, sitting in the alley crying. Too many people came to my party. My party was too much of a success. We should all have those problems.
I know.
Right?
And if I screwed this up, Chris, a lot of those people on that list can crush me like a bug.
Yes, they
my
can.
My career would...
Some very,
I'm
very
get
important
some phone
people.
Calls. Stephanie Fittisadiano, why did you give my email to everybody in the world?
Only I can do that.
I have bought several of the companies at your show, and I have crushed it. It is over now.
I think Rob Reiner could also crush you.
Anybody on that list could crush me.
Yeah. Rob Reiner could just come in and crush you like by the neck. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's let's go to Roz in Atlanta on the Weiner story. Weiner. Oh. Hello, Roz.
Hi. Well, one thing I have got to say for Mr. Weiner, he has really given a boost to the ego of all the skinny white guys around. And how does Brett Bart get this information anyway? Is he the hacker?
Well, no. I mean, it sounds like some women
sent it
to his website, to this, big government.
Oh, well, he's still a jerk.
I know, exactly.
Yeah,
and yet,
exactly.
He's still a jerk. Yeah. I know. Well, and Roz, I mean, with all the serious problems we have, too, I mean, honestly, on either side, bipartisan, like, when are we just going to stop?
No
one
has
about
a
gotcha.
Monopoly on douchebag behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We nobody wins here. This is zero sum, and it's like perfect, perfect expression.
Listen, I went to the heart of John Edwards Country Saturday and called him the lowest douche nozzle in the history of douche nozzle rate.
Way to break all our hearts. I mean, every time I see that guy's face, I just want to, like, urinate on something. You know what I mean? I'm so angry with him.
Wait. I was saying, somewhere Arnold Schwarzenegger is going, what an ass
Right, even
then
him.
It's bad.
Right, yes.
But if you can make Arnold Schwarzenegger.
As he's stooping his house.
And Gingrich look good. Yes, exactly. Somehow you've made both of them look good.
Oh, my God.
You are the douche nozzliest.
I mean, seriously.
Of the douche nozzles.
Of all the douche nozzles.
Mm-hmm. With an ass hat on top. Wee! I think we're going to be on sale for Sexy Liberal with Aisha in August in a major city.
A major
in
American
a few
city.
Minutes.
A metropolitan
That's all I'm
center. Oh,
yes, made in America, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's an important point.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Right back. Oh,
and stop it!
There's Stephanie Miller Show.
Steel involved.
What? Ow!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show in the midst of the Tuesdays with Tyler, Aisha, Tyler, Sexy Liberal, in all 3 hours. Why?
Why?
Because apparently there's a lot of yelling going on in the comedy touring business. Roland, our tour director, says the guy at the theater is now yelling at Ticketmaster as well. We may be purchasable in just a few minutes in some major American city we just haven't announced yet. In August.
So exciting.
With Aisha, Tyler, and John Fugel saying Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal Show. Aisha filling in for Hal in August. He will be in Edinburgh.
For the whole month.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. So that would
lots of haggis.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you know what? Just to be on the safe side, if you have your big paper calendar in front of you, I'm just saying, if you August 20th, if you're just in, if you're in a major city anywhere, just block that out for a second.
That was helpful. That narrowed it down.
Uh-huh.
That's I feel like we're slicing the atom here now. We're
because somebody clearly hacked into my Twitter account and posted a naked picture of Aisha Tyler.
Oh Lord, that person should be set on
fire. Sexy Liberal Facebook.
No.
And so I Santa Fe, which is August 6th with Aisha Tyler, that sold out in 4 days. So I don't know, there was another in a see-through dress. I don't know how that got up there
either.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I think you're not as inept at using the internet as you claim. An elaborate set of cover-ups where she sends BCCs to herself and pays 17 invitations into the same email, all to cover up what she's really up to.
Yes.
Tweeting
Indeed.
Pictures of her pelvic region.
All right. Give me some Sexy Liberal music. Next up, Minneapolis. This is Hal Sparks, John Fugel saying Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, Minneapolis. Coming up, Netroots Nation. Coming at you June 18th. That will be sold out. Get your tickets quickly. You can go to sexyliberal.com to find out all these upcoming dates. Chicago, June 25th. Boston, July 16th. Santa Fe, August 6th. Too late. Sold out.
Oh, sold out. Wah, wah.
Something. Oh, right here it's the 20th. I almost read that by accident. Uh-oh. That would have been bad.
Sweet, sweet.
Seattle, October 1st, sold out. Too late, sorry.
Too late, sorry for you.
L.A., October 22nd. Too late, sold out. Too bad, so sad. Sucks to be you.
Wow. She's nice, isn't she?
I'm getting enormous pressure to add another show, and you know me, I'm hanging.
Shot Tuesday.
I'm hanging by a thread already.
Hanging there. Yeah.
Don't push me, people! Austin, we're going to mess with Texas. Yes, we are. Yes, we
barbecue,
are.
Barbecue, baby.
Mm-hmm. November 12th. And Buffalo, New York, Mama's hometown, November 19th. Get it. Okay, get it. Sexyliberal.com. Here we go. By the way, Nan writes about the Durham show. Oh, that's still a sexy email. Okay. Hey, Steph. Just want to thank you and Hal and John again. The show was tremendous. My expectations were high, and you guys nailed it. Of course, the teabagging demonstration was enlightening, more so because we were in the second row. Yeah, John will have to fill in there. If someone said, are you going to do it with Aisha? I'm like, no, you need the bags to be able to do the teabagging.
Yeah, I can't.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, guys.
But we will be...
Wikipedia.
We will be in a bathtub together. We're going to have the twin Cialis bathtubs.
Yeah. I'm working out.
Hot girl-on-girl bathtub action. We drove up from Atlanta, where market number seven has no progressive radio is beyond me. Maybe I need to find an AM somewhere and do it myself. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Get your own toolbox. Go tinker with an AM station. Somewhere. This
Fire
is the
up
problem.
The ham radio.
See, we're creating. I'm just telling you, we're creating Steph heads. People are going city to city because it's different in every city because it's freshly pulled from our ass.
Yes, indeed.
It's so great. We're going to hit another show this year, Nan. Why, thank you, Nan.
We love you, Nan. All right, lovely lady. I'm going to tack on my own shameless self-promotion on the end of that.
Please, by all means.
And you can see me at Philly Gay Pride this Sunday, Philadelphia Gay Pride Celebration. Very excited about that.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
Awesome.
So come out and celebrate the gays. We love you so much.
Yay.
Please.
I will be...
Only wear tiny pants.
I will be in New York City.
I've spent any time in the gym in the last 10 years.
I will be in New York City this weekend being named Radio's Woman of the Year.
Isn't
Why?
That exciting?
Because Chris is right. I'm the only woman left in radio.
Your turn.
That is not
no.
mine. There's only three of us, and it's my turn.
You're my woman of the year in radio.
Oh, thank
Stephanie.
You, Tyler.
We're going to hug it out on the next break.
All right. Jim, what are you doing over there on the interweb? Are you tweeting pictures of yourself?
I'm scribbling down a bit you told me to write.
Oh. So. Oh, yay. Jim Orbit.
He didn't do his homework, so he's got an open book and he's writing inside it. Yes.
Aisha Tyler. And the Jim Ward bit.
Yay.
All right, yeah, this could be, you know, the news breaking left and right. Wiener told porn star to lie, offered PR help. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
He instructed one of his internet women to lie about their relationship, even offered PR help from his team, which could create a major legal issue, TMZ is reporting. It's unclear whether Wiener's PR team is from his congressional staff. If so, he could run afoul of House ethics rules. We just had David Bender on, who says this seems headed toward a resignation.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's funny because even getting in the car on the way here... I was thinking, okay, he made his big speech. I'm not going to resign.
But between him and his wife.
And, you know, it was late. He's fessing up quite late. But at least he was being forthcoming at this point, kind of, you know, relatively strong about it. And now, wah, 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 45 minutes later. Yeah, exactly. You're paying for PR reps for your porn star. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
I did not have. I did.
Yeah, I wonder at what point any of these guys are thinking, this whole online relationship with the porn star / hiring her a publicist is going to turn out well.
Yes, this might not go well for me.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right? No, this always turned out well for the other 43 guys.
Oh, Jim, what's the deal? We were saying, too, a hot wife, Tiger Woods, hottest wife in the world.
Yeah.
But, it's just a dude
with an
thing.
Equally hot twin sister.
I can articulate it for you, not being a guy, but understanding a little bit about them, which is that you have a big pile of donuts, and they're all delicious, but then over there is a glistening donut.
Oh, yes. I don't have that donut.
I don't have that specific donut. That's what it is. You know, it's human nature. I'm not apologizing for it. I don't think it's just men. I think people in general are grubby little animals who want to put all the food in their mouths at one time with both hands.
Everything. No.
Stuff their cheeks like squirrels. Get it in. Get it in. But at the same time, you know, that's what home training is for, isn't it?
All right.
And apparently the internet spies.
Anthony Weiner yesterday. Getting on his motorcycle after the press conference.
Over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online. I have exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about six women over the last
about
3 years. For the most part, these communications took place before my marriage, though some have sadly took place after. To be clear, I have never met any of these women or had physical relationships at any time.
Oh, well,
I don't believe you.
Is that going to be the next thing? I don't know.
I've talked with approximately 6.5 women.
How many times do you have sex on the phone before you try to put the phone somewhere and then before you try to put your pee-pee somewhere? I mean, it's just that's the natural progression of things. And
That's the thing. At first you're right when it broke. He's on this is between he and his wife, and he's just being a guy. He says he didn't ever have sex outside the marriage. He says they're not separating, but you're right. It's like, you know.
Fine
as,
sex.
As Tom Brokaw would say, develop. Ping.
This is a Mobius strip of bad behavior, and it's going to lead back to him saying, well, I exchanged inappropriate fluids with...
Radar Online said a woman claimed to have 200 sexually explicit messages.
On.
Oh, dear. I don't get the joke part. Jim, he could be arrested by the comedy police, couldn't he? He said he sent the underpants photo as a joke, and then also the one of him with the two cats that said, me and the pussies.
As a joke.
That's bad comedy. That's neither funny or a turn-on. Can I just say, what woman went, oh, yeah, that's hot.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh,
we love
two pussies.
That.
Okay.
Oh, the cat/pussy joke. That's a new one.
No, I never heard that.
He's got a team of writers that came up with that one.
So Breitbart said that they have another photo which they described as X-rated.
Oh, boy.
That was the most disgusting part of the press conference is Andrew Breitbart up there.
Yeah, no, he's the hero.
I'd like an apology, which, of course, he did apologize to Breitbart.
Why?
Oh,
why?
God.
Why? I mean, you know, look, I'm already...
Because he lied, you know, because he lied about it.
But why does he owe Breitbart an apology? Right. You know, why am I apologizing to douchebag
Because
over
he accused
here?
Him of lying about...
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. But he is a liar. That's
well, yeah,
he you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
the one thing I
Okay, this one time.
Yeah, Chicken Little, the one time hail's falling from the sky. Chicken Little, right. Exactly.
Stalin apologized for Hitler for calling him a really bad guy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The wiener.
Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle.
Why
Once I realized
no,
I posted
not
it to Twitter,
stripping.
I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story to stick to that story. Which was a hugely regrettable mistake.
Huge.
This woman was unwittingly dragged into this and bears absolutely no responsibility. I am so sorry to have disrupted her life in this way.
Oh, boy.
I agree with you. Let's stop using joke as this kind of, like, overarching, like,
yeah.
dismissive term.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as a joke or as a tool with which I was hoping she might get turned on and then call me and say dirty things. One or the other. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's not a joke.
Let me just say a joke that my wife probably did not find amusing in any way, shape, or form.
You're a joke,
I'm sure you didn't call his wife. Oh, that is hilarious.
So look,
you sent a picture of your what to who?
I can't believe what happened
so
today.
Honey, over brand cereal. All right, so I sent this tweet. You're going to die. This is
honey.
Hilarious.
Pass the grape nuts.
Shot
okay.
a shot of my boner. I got up, shot a wood, right?
Yeah,
to a
right.
lady you and I, you don't know, that I've been having sex with on the internet. Wait, what? Oh, come on.
Oh, God, honey, you're going to love this.
Baby, that's why I married you. You're so ribald. Yes. Ribald.
And then there's one with two cats. I said,
right?
Here's what I said to her.
And I spelled pussies wrong.
Yeah.
Also, if you're gonna send a dirty joke, I would like it for you to do spell check. Because the plural is not YS.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what I was thinking. This was a destructive thing to do. I'm apologetic for doing it. It was deeply, deeply hurtful to the people I care about the most. It was something that I did that was just wrong, and I regret it.
So he says he's not going to resign. I mean, we'll see as the story.
The only interesting thing about that was he didn't do, like, I have a drinking problem, I'm going into rehab.
Right.
He just said, I'm a dum-dum. I thought that was the one part.
I'm an
like,
idiot.
Yes.
If I had hit the right button.
Exactly.
No!
I'm stupid. So that part I actually appreciated. At least that was honest, right?
We've all said something that we meant to go into draft. Oh!
Every single
no,
day.
I didn't
Every
do
that. Every day. The new thing my phone does is that you tap one person to text them and it loads a different type of conversation. Does your phone do that?
Yeah.
It makes
You're
crazy. And then
I got to get that thing on my, what's the thing, Chris, the drunk filter? I got to get that.
Oh, yes.
I recently sent an email on, 2 hours of sleep and 3 glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. I was like, no.
Computer says,
there should be some kind of breathalyzer on Twitter. It's always like,
there should be some sort of drunk filter for me. Because
right.
I was like, oh.
Whatever, they killed Osama bin Laden. It was just an hour of drunk, jubilating texting. Totally inappropriate.
Would you be
in the eye.
Would you be able to do a math problem if you were sober?
Oh,
no. No.
Here,
so I'd never
like
be able
hug.
To send an email. I'd have to be yelling, Chris, get over here again. I don't know how to send an email.
What's the cube root of pi?
Google how to send email.
Exactly.
I can't figure out how to Google. I'm just trapped here in a terrible Escher painting of my own making.
I do feel his pain on that. Oh, boy. A couple of glasses of wine too late for me. All right. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show in the midst of Tuesdays with Tyler, 24 minutes after the hour. Lots of screaming going on right this moment in a major American city about getting a Ticketmaster up and running for a major sexy liberal show. We, with the very majorly sexy Aisha Tyler.
And
John
Dugal
saying
that. Even more sexerly.
Hmm?
Apparently I'm using the same dictionary online system that Wiener was using. And the even more sexy Stephanie Miller. Mm,
yeah, not really.
Yeah. You're acquainted with her out there in Stephanie Miller land.
By the way, am I incredibly secure that I would call something Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show and then stand on stage next to Aisha Tyler?
Computer says no.
No, I'm just desperate for cash.
I'm going
cha-ching,
to wear...
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Look at the naked pictures of her up on Sexy Liberal on Facebook, everybody.
I'm going to wear high-water sweatpants and pull them up right under right under my lady parts.
I think my self-esteem can't get much worse. Why not?
She's going to look foxy, and I'm just going to have, like,
hip,
you know,
waiters.
Yes, yes, I'm going to wear some Dickies.
Yes, I'm sure there's something you could wear that you would look unattractive in. Good luck with that.
Oh, there's so many.
Mm, whatever. Let's go to Lynn in Buffalo. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
But, you know, the whole thing with, you know, Andrew Breitbart, oh, I hate even to say that name.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. But he wants to be vindicated. Okay, then let's out him all his lies. Let's have him get up and stand up and say all the lies he's told.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
People. You know, I mean, and how many of these people that are coming out now are going to be, are they even going to bother to check any stories? Everybody, every woman that needs a few bucks is going to say she did something with him. And is anybody going to check that out? No, they're just going to run with it.
Well, and like I was saying, when either side of the aisle, it's just, God, it's just, yeah, our society is just a big game of gotcha for any kind of personal behavior. I mean, when this first started, you go, oh, this is between him and his wife, you know, and then, you know, the problem is always the lying, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really the lying. It's not what he did.
Yeah.
It was the obfuscation and the hiding and
there might be something against a skinny guy posing in a shirtless picture.
There's
a shirtless one. That's
ethics.
Really a skinny guy.
Yes, that's got to be some ethics violation. If we can see see your breastplate is higher than your pectoral muscles, you should be censured by.
Well, he could claim to be a meth addict then, being that skinny.
Yeah. But,
We
need some kind of tutorial.
I'm not sure what that is, but
we need some kind of tutorial. Maybe we'll do this at the on the Sexy Liberal Show, Aisha, and what chicks actually find attractive and what
right.
is not hot.
Right.
Because guys seem to, it's like, no, with the two
in
cats,
those,
no.
In those heady moments when you've had, like, a couple of, like, Mike's Hard Lemonades, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
1.5 lemonades in, and it's 9:30 on a Tuesday, and you know what I mean?
I don't know.
And that little eye on your phone, that little camera's lens just blinking at you like an eyeball, like, take a picture of part of your torso and the top of your underpants. Women love that kind of stuff.
Yes, here is a tutorial. There is, the second photo shows him sitting alongside two cats with a sexually suggestive subject. Line me and the pussies, and as Aisha said, he spelled it with a Y.
Y-S.
So, if you're a grammar spelling bug, right there, that's not hot.
It. Just takes you right out of the moment. You're like, what are you doing?
That's
sitting
not
with
how
the
you
pussies.
Spell.
Oh, God. Your breastplate's
like
higher than your
first,
pectoral muscles, and you can't spell.
You know when, like, you're first dating someone, it's just really bad in grammar and spelling. You're like,
I'm sorry.
There's nothing.
Chris won't even buy Whiskas for his cat because that's not grammatically correct.
I'm with you.
Yes.
And I'm not going to the drive-thru either.
Nope.
THRU. I'm walking inside just to prove a point.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually went to an apartment building to complain to the manager because they called it ce soir, S-E, as if it were a reflexive verb.
Yes.
You know, it's
I'm going to be evening myself.
There's another photo that they chose not to publish that Breitbart says is extremely graphic and leaves nothing to the imagination.
Oh, boy.
Can I just say, granted, I'm not very experienced in this area, however... Why do men think we want to see that? It's functional, but not really the most attractive fitness in the world. It's
those kind of fantasies about, like, this is looking good. You know what I mean? Just had a protein shake. Let's share this with the world.
Just went back to the Moyle for a trim.
Moyle.
Looky here what I can do.
Oh, yes. I just my adult breast is just healed.
Looky what he can do.
Ladies.
Woo, look at that.
that's something.
Wowee. Okay.
Well, you know, it's funny because there is a kind of a sad biological inequity between men and women.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I don't think that's really very attractive business on me either. I'm not picturing that to anybody.
I will say I do like looking at a fit guy with no shirt on. I do. I mean, I often find myself talking to the television.
Yes.
Like when I'm looking at certain movies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody who I'm a particular fan of, and going, take off your shirt.
Jim, I did not actually take a picture of my hoo-ha. You know I don't know how to operate a cell phone camera. It was a joke in Raleigh-Durham. 29, now that's a joke.
Oh,
29
no.
minutes after the hour. Back with Charlie
this
Pierce.
You spelled it correctly.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't know what it is about you this evening. Maybe it's the way the light hits your eyes. Maybe it's the wine. But you look puffy. You should go home and sleep.
That is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Shannon in Jersey. You're on with Aisha Tyler.
Hey, it's me. I don't want to talk about wieners anymore.
Okay.
I want to talk about how I can't stand Aisha Tyler.
Aww. What?
She ruined my life.
How's
what
that?
What did I do to you?
You told me, listen to me, specifically me, a month ago about Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I can't stop.
Yes, I understand.
What, can you explain, please?
I apologize deeply.
I think I'm going to lose my house, my marriage, my job, my kids.
Mission accomplished.
I can't say with certitude that it is my fault that you are obsessed with this game, but I do understand what you are going through.
We apologize on behalf of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I mean, I should be thinking about all this world stuff.
Yes, you should be.
Sorry, Shannon.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to say, Shannon, I understand. You get in the middle of the night, you want to be waking up and worrying about how you're going to save
between you and Hal Sparks,
and
getting
cancer.
Everybody addicted to Angry Birds.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah,
everyone's lost their house and their job. That's why the job numbers went down.
When I was doing shows in Kentucky, I had to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning at 3:30. I was like, I've got to save my house from these flesh-eating zombies. I've got to save it. It's a bad thing.
All right. We apologize. And by the way, we also, the Stephanie Miller Show, wishes to apologize for all the people that have looked at the naked picture on the Sexy Liberal Facebook page of Aisha Tyler and inappropriately tweeted pictures of themselves to other people.
I find your apology to be insincere, young lady.
Also, there's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
Apparently, in comedy touring, there is. Roland, our tour director for Sexy Liberal, says immense screaming on with the highest level of Ticketmaster right now because they're trying to get a major American city on for sale to make our major announcement.
A big show that we would like to announce this morning.
Yes, in moments, probably in minutes, we will have that announcement.
Seconds.
All right. Tick tock, tick tock.
I hope.
Oh, there's more screaming because someone's listening to that somewhere.
Now! Right, that's better.
All right. In the meantime, we have big fun. Yeah. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America, Pierce. What? Charlie Pierce, the funniest writer in the world, from the Boston Globe.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Wah, 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 wah. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, guys. It's a big day here. My daughter Molly graduates from high school today.
Yay! Go on, Molly.
Yeah, and she'll be going up to Mama's Neck of the Woods next year to Hobart William Smith.
Oh, cool. Great college.
Yes, up in the Finger Lakes region, which I suspect when Mama was an adolescent had entirely different meaning.
What the hell does that mean, Charlie Pierce?
How are you? I thought I'd seamlessly blend into what I know we're going to wind up talking about.
Yes, yes.
Just tell her not to text Anthony Weiner for any reason.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yes, write her congressman for... So, wow. It gets...
Hey, our congressman's Barney Frank. We had this problem 25 years ago.
Oh, boy. So,
we reelect him here in Massachusetts.
Anthony Weiner from yesterday. Here we go. Anthony Weiner at his press.
I don't see anything that I did that violated any rules of the House. I don't see anything that I did that certainly violated my oath of office to uphold the Constitution. I engaged in inappropriate online conversations with people that included, you know, photographs, and it was a mistake to do that. But I don't believe that I did anything that violates any law or any rule.
They just showed pictures of Anthony Weiner and his beautiful wife, his new wife. And it's like,
yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, how? Oh, now already?
I hope he's still under warranty.
Yeah, can she return him? Wow. What do you think? I mean, he obviously said yesterday he's not resigning, but
yeah, I'm I'm odd this way. I don't think the people in these situations should resign. I think their constituents have the right to judge them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know. You go, did David Hooker Vitter, for God's sakes, you know? I mean, again, yeah. You know, as some, I've heard some women say yesterday, it's like, I wish that was all my husband did.
Because we went, I mean, we actually did go through this with Barney Frank, with the problems he had with the male hooker living in his apartment in Washington.
Yeah.
Where everybody wanted him to resign, and he said, no, I'll resign when the voters of the 4th Congressional District tell me I'm finished.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, David Vitter got overwhelmingly reelected, and I assume Anthony Weiner would, don't you think?
I think, well, judging from that, unless he gets redistricted out, which apparently is a possibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's no Republicans going to win that district.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's why, I mean, it really comes down to, you know, first of all, you know, is that incorrect that he didn't violate House rules, do you think?
Yeah, we don't know that now, right? And apparently there's some evidence that he may have, I don't know, tried to cover things up with the porn star. See, when the porn, when the phrase the porn star enters the dialogue, we go to a different level.
Right.
But in any event, yeah, that was a strange an afternoon. I mean, Breitbart getting up there and hijacking the podium.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, God.
Who let him in?
Yes, who let the dog in?
How did he get credentials?
let's give me one more. Anthony, this is him talking about not resigning. We'll see if that changes tonight.
I am not resigning. I have made it clear that I accept responsibility for this, and people who draw conclusions about me are free to do so. I've worked for the people of my district for 13 years and politics for 20 years, and I hope that they see fit to see this in the light that it is, which is a deeply regrettable mistake.
So Nancy Pelosi reportedly...
Actually, it was a series of deeply regrettable
mistakes. I'd say quite a few.
My people would say a grip of regrettable mistakes.
Nancy Pelosi, obviously, Charlie, reportedly furious. Her statement, less than warm, I thought. Yeah.
Well, no, the question is, can this guy stay in the gap for, like, the rest of his public career? Because... He's you know, he's going to be everybody's dinner for about a year, and then he's going to be a joke for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm.
I know this sounds like such a stupid question, but you know, just because this happens so much, why do they always lie? I mean, it just seems like every man caught in every scandal everywhere. It's like because it's not.
No, they don't.
Because it's not the. Yes, you do.
What are you saying?
Yes, you do.
No.
You know what I'm saying, Charlie? It's like because that's the thing. It's not the original thing. It's the lying.
Well, I think that's probably the case, but in a lot of cases it is the original thing too. I mean, and I think people know that. I mean, this is also like the Washington, like, you know, sex police trying to cope with this entirely new technology.
Right.
I mean, if you watch Chris Matthews last night, first of all, it was 1998 again. Chris's aging Hibernian sex panic was in overdrive. But then he was trying to figure out whether or not this was, like, more perverted than, you know, shacking up with your secretary in the Hay Adams in 1958. Right. And I don't think he ever quite figured it out.
Yeah.
I think people have done things more extreme and much more kind of close to the, you know, close to the skin, so to speak.
Yeah.
But people don't know how to deal with this. It is a new technology, and why aren't PR people, why aren't these spin flacks in D.C. going, look, if there are photos out there,
oh, listen, if they,
let's just do this now.
Twitter had existed when Lyndon Johnson was in the White House, trust me.
Right? Like, he knew the photos were out there. Like, you know, why let him swing for a week? Just the new kind of the new norm here should be tell the truth now. If the photos exist, just rip the Band-Aid off now.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, these days you have to assume that every telephone is a camera, every camera is on, and nothing ever dies in cyberspace.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And nobody seems to be equipped to deal with the, oh, pardon me, I'm doing my best to keep away from double entendres, but it's impossible because it's a minefield. You know, I mean, nothing, like I said, nothing ever dies in cyberspace.
Yeah, well, I listened. Jim can tell you I've learned that the hard way, because I would go do appearances. I'm like, really? People were recording it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gentlemen, like herpes, now the internet is forever.
Yes. Now we have a form apology. We apologize that Stephanie blanked on your blank in blank. See, I avoided this, Charlie, by never leaving my house. But now this damn sexy liberal tour, I'm going to end up...
There's also Skype, which you can accidentally leave on if you've been distracted by a box of wine.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Can you guys finish? I gotta go check something. Anthony Weiner, one more time about his.
I love my wife very much,
oh,
and we have no intention of splitting up over this.
Okay, well that may be amended too, I suppose.
I love my wife very much, but not enough to have sex with
not
her.
As much as I love Larry Craig's wife. I don't know why, but
not as much as I love anonymous women on the internet.
Yeah. So, we'll see, right? I mean, this could be one of those developing stories by the end of the day, right?
Well, I mean, never underestimate the great love that the Washington Press Corps has for shiny object sex scandals.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all lived through the Clinton thing, and there's always going to be a substantial portion of the, people who don't really care that, like, five American soldiers were killed in Iraq yesterday, and it seems mm-hmm. like all hell is breaking loose because Anthony Weiner's penis was all over the internet.
Well, don't you hate it when a Weiner gets in the way of your Santorum? Because that's, it was Santorum's day yesterday.
I'm announcing today mm-hmm. that I'm running for president of the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
Join the fight.
Join the fight. What fight are we joining?
Yeah. And just now it's in the shadow of Anthony's wiener, and it's really the whole...
I think that the Republican nominating process needed the steady hand and basically mainstream ideas of a Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
Yes, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Frothing at the mouth for it. That crowd certainly sounded like it was whipped into a froth, didn't it?
Sure. Yay. Frothy mix.
Hey,
now
there's cupcakes on the snack table.
I didn't know Chris was there today all of a sudden.
Hey. Speaking of, so what do you think about Sarah Palin bigfooting into... on the end of the Mitt Romney's announcement.
Well, not just that, but I mean, this is now twice that, like, Republican crazy ladies have come to New England and misinterpreted our history.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
How do
yeah.
you think we make money on this stuff? You know? We have a bunch of, bankers get dressed up in three-corner hats and shoot each other on Lexington Green every April because we make a buck on this.
Oh, man.
What's even better than the original quote is the defense on Fox News yesterday
yes.
that she really didn't screw up.
No, of course not.
That he really did warn the British.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. He
no.
didn't. After they caught him, he gave them a little nonsense to distract them.
Exactly.
And then they took his horse and he walked back to Boston.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I don't know if anybody's here has ever been to Gettysburg. She's at Gettysburg.
Yeah, sure.
She was at Gettysburg for less than half an hour. Do you know what you get to see at Gettysburg in less than half an hour? You maybe make it to the gift shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But are you bringing it up like I don't know that that's where, George Washington wrote the Magna Carta or something? Is that your point?
No. It's where George Washington had lunch with Jesus and they wrote the Magna Carta.
All right. Thank you for clearing that up.
Then they climbed up on that hill and got the golden plates from Moroni.
Right.
Charlie Pierce, author of Idiot America from the Boston Globe. Bye, honey.
Take care.
See
Bye-bye.
You next week. There you go.
I hear Pelosi was so mad she nearly blinked.
No, Jim Lord. This could be a right-wing show this morning. We're just bashing all the Democrats. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Girlfriend.
Oh, geez. 50 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Tuesdays with Tyler with the lame-ass white girl on the side. Hello. Okay. There is screaming, there is crying, there is gnashing of teeth.
Gnashing?
That's right, gnashing. That's how bad it is in a major American city right now. In about 10 minutes, we're going to go on sale for the Sexy Liberal Show with Aisha Tyler on August 20th. Somewhere.
Somewhere awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Yes, I'd get your dialing fingers
there,
ready.
Over there. Somewhere urban and lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, indeed.
Somewhere between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans.
Yeah.
So now I've been flying a lot. See, you're used to this. I'm not.
I am used
I'm
to it, yes.
I'm an elderly shut-in.
Miserable.
And so, I used to fly Screaming Baby Airlines, and I recently have switched to their sister airline, Chatty Toddler Airlines, which has been delightful.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain speaking. Thank you for flying Chatty Toddler Airlines. Our co-pilot is Becky. We'll be flying at an altitude... No, excuse me for a second. No, don't touch that, Becky. No, the altimeter's meant to be set at 29.92. What? Where was I? Oh, yes. We'll be flying at an altitude... No, I don't care what you did at Grandma's house. Yes, I like bunnies. Who doesn't like bunnies? Now, as we said... No! No! Oh, great. You just shut off the fuel pump in the number two engine. Anyway. No. Do not disengage the autopilot. Do not disengage. Oh, boy. Well, I certainly hope you had your seatbelts fastened, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, you're probably stuck to the ceiling right now as we're diving in a 45-degree angle, and we're just about to break the sound barrier, which, of course, this aircraft is not designed to do. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for crashing, and could you bring a nappy to the cockpit? No, not for Becky. I just made a boo-boo.
Thank you so much. This has been another skit by the Stephanie Miller Players. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I, on the way back from Raleigh-Durham, this has been new for me. I not only did I have a chatty toddler who had a story that went 3 hours long.
Oh, God.
I also had the other kid was playing a guitar. And I didn't know that was even allowed on flights.
Like a full-size instrument?
A guitar, a ukulele of some sort.
Banjo.
Yes.
Yes.
And I gave the dad...
And
I gave the dad just one look. Just the... Really?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I always try to edit, like, kind of edit my physical reaction to stuff because you don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
But I had chatty adults behind me on my flight last night. Apparently, not clear that a plane is also an indoor space. And trying to talk over the roar of the engines to make sure that the entire plane can hear what they're saying.
Yes.
And, you know, and also not talking about anything interesting at all. And I had on headphones and I was watching a movie. And I had on the Bose noise-canceling headphones.
Awful.
And I'm telling you, I think the pizza at that place is fabulous. Not as good as the other place we went to when we were in New York, but better. That I was like, I will come back there and I will smash that tiny piece of beef that the lady just brought you right into your face. Right into your face.
That's the thing. Why can't it at least be an interesting conversation?
Right?
Why do you have to have people that have the most boring conversations in the history of the world?
And they're going to talk about it for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's like an uninteresting conversation that they can milk and stretch and water down and turn into a 3-hour conversation about, I love a pizza. That pizza was good. The thin crust is not better than the thin crust. Ah. There should be some minimal amount of violence you can engage in without engendering any kind of a lawsuit. Like, I should be able to punch you once.
Yeah, just once
to teach you a
on
lesson.
A plane. Yeah. Yeah. Just to get your
second
attention.
Time, okay, sue
just,
me. But first time, it's just a cease and desist.
All right.
Yep.
I don't travel a lot. I apparently, business pro, or as I call him, Hal Sparks, he has the right size carry-on, and mine's a little too big, so I tend to hit everybody in the aisle on the way down, which is their fault for, you know, sitting there and having heads. But
right. Hal's like, a road warrior, too. Like, he's very good, right? He's like, you know, got the one pair of pants, then you zip off the legs in their shorts, then you put them inside out, and it's a tent, then you blow it the other way, and it's an air balloon, and he flies away.
Yeah, he has the little toothbrushes that already have the toothpaste in them, and he's just...
jackets. A sleeping bag.
Yeah. And the parachute. It's unbelievable.
I flew through D.C., and as you would expect, America, you are safe. I don't know about TSA in all of your towns, but the TSA in D.C. does not F around. I've never had my thing so thoroughly searched so many times. They're like, apparently you had cherries for breakfast. I was like, yes, please remove your finger. They checked everything.
They've seen the naked pictures, too. They're like, oh, it's Aisha Tala. Hello.
Oh, my God.
You're going to need the extended search.
I had a candle in my bag that I travel with all the time. They're like, this is coming up as a liquid. I was like, why? Because your machine's confused? Like, what? This is coming up. Let's dig through your candle and see if there's cocaine in your bottom. So, yes, it was the longest.
Corn? When did I eat corn?
I was nice to them. They were like, you're the nicest. I was like, because if I'm not nice, this photo will end up on TMZ.com.
No,
this
I think
crazy
I
black
had,
lady going, you
know, I had for the first time, I think, at LAX, they did the, you know, the x-ray thing.
Up.
And then there's a woman with a headset on the other end, and she's like, okay, copy that. He's like, I have to check the inside of your leg or something.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm going, what? I swear I don't have a hoo-ha ring. What? I'm like, there's no metal down there. What are you checking?
They just want to make sure it's you.
Yeah.
Pat. Oh, nice.
You're like, oh, okay, I've seen the Twitter pictures. That's you. Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, if you guys are going crazy over the whole Breitbart thing, Eric Bolin must be pulling his hair out right now. that guy, man, he's unbelievable. I don't remember him apologizing to Shirley Sherrod for lying about, you know, what she supposedly did. It's crazy. And I got a suggestion for the next Sexy Liberal show.
Yes.
I remember walking around Deepak ready to blow a hole in my pocket. You guys need to sell swag there. I would have bought anything with your likeness
on it. Listen, we're working on that. We're working on that. We're working on swag. There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of sexy liberal elves working on getting a box office open right now.
Well, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of Charlotte, Florida, maybe, yeah. South Florida, I'll be there.
All right. You know, we should start selling Aisha Tyler see-through dresses.
Good Lord, sexy, above in the sky.
Sexy liberal comedy tour across the...
How about if we just make a big pile of see-through dresses and then I burn them all?
Burn!
Not everyone should wear those.
No.
Mike in Massachusetts. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I heard that Sarah Palin took her bus tour to Nebraska yesterday. Mm-hmm. She was looking to commemorate D-Day on Omaha Beach.
Yeah. Ah, we can't get it. Woo! Yeah, you were saying earlier, dumb. She irritates you as much as she irritates me.
I am actually, I've gotten to the point where I have a visceral reaction when I see your picture. Like, you know, I come in and I love coming here on Tuesday mornings. And, you know, in between we'll look at news and just make sure we're up to speed. And there's a Sarah Palin story. And then I just scroll down and her face comes into view.
Nah.
I need to gack away.
Gack away.
What President Palin would do is... cut the federal budget, making sure that we're not crowding out private sector investment, and we will cut that spending. We have no choice. We're going broke. We're going bankrupt.
What President Palin would do is hasten the end of days.
Yes, exactly.
By opening the seventh seal and sending cicadas, frogs, and the blood of babies streaming forth from the earth. Blah, 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 blah.
Hello, Newsbusters. Did you get that all?
Just like Paul Revere did.
That was lefty actress Aisha Tyler.
Crazy lefty, Aisha Tyler.
Crazy lefty. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. I'm told, and perhaps... after the top of the hour, we'll have a major announcement. Major sex with liberal announcement. Stay tuned. Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There was screaming and gnashing of teeth going on.
So much
there are three other cities trying to help this major city get it together on Ticketmaster for the major sexy liberal announcement. We're trying to make a big announcement. Aisha Tyler here for all 3 hours of Tuesdays with
Tyler. We are so excited.
Oh, we're really excited.
And we really want to do it.
Yeah, we
do. But now I just have to pee.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
You want to do it now? No.
Oh, my goodness. Kids, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I, Sexy Liberal Show, be in Minneapolis Saturday, June 18th. Hurry, Saturday, June 25th in Chicago. Those are the next two up. And I'm telling you, all of these are selling out. Boston, July 16th. Oh, by the way, Aisha was here last Tuesday to announce, I think we had that. No, not that one. Yeah.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is...
All right, it's too late for that. It's already sold out. Okay, we apologize.
I just say, Stephanie has a little bit of the sadist in her. A tiny bit. A little wee bit of sadism.
Dear.
But it's sold out. It's sold out in like 4 days.
Yes, it sold out by Saturday.
We felt so good about ourselves.
We did.
We did. We touched ourselves.
We like ourselves very much.
We were like, well, ooh, smell us.
Elliot was in the Sexy Liberal Show this past Saturday night in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Steph.
Hi, honey.
So very important. It is, you were not in Raleigh-Durham. You were in Durham.
Durham, I know.
Durham is the cool, diverse, eclectic city. Raleigh
Listen,
is the white, red, you know.
Yeah. Chapel Hill, Carrboro is actually the, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, well, we're so much more diverse and we're bigger and we've got really neat things there and wonderful restaurants and I loved the photo op on stage, but I was just wondering, I mean, did the flash go off?
I think so. We'll find out. I mean, I have an Anthony Weiner defense all set up. I did borrow a guy's phone to take a picture of my hoo-ha and
it was a double flash.
Yeah, I think it worked. We'll see.
I like it.
All right, thanks, Ellen.
Nice to have you here.
All right, love you to that. Okay. Oh, dear. I'm going to have a press conference later, Jim. We'll need to... I need to get on that. All right. Oh, the list of the sexy liberal dates, by the way. I guess I shouldn't even. You're right. It's part of the Niner. October 1st, Seattle, sold out. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Niner.
Los Angeles, October 22nd, sold out. A lot of pressure for a second show. A lot of pressure, but I'm hanging by a thread, so we'll see. November 12th, Austin, and then November 19th in Buffalo. We will have yet another major announcement by the end of the week. And we should have, as soon as I see Roland, our tour director, come up on the screen here, we will have an announcement.
We want so badly to talk about
this. Of a major American city on sale today with Aisha Tyler in August.
We are bursting with news.
Aren't we?
Bursting.
All right. Oh, sexy liberal Wendy in Chapel Hill. Steph, want to let you know we had a blast in Durham Saturday night. I thought my husband was going to need medical attention after John Fugelsang's Chris Matthews impression. He was laughing so hard. Our 10-year-old son, Adam, was so disappointed he couldn't come to the show. No, not for the kids.
Computer says no.
No, it's not appropriate really for anyone, which is really why it's quite startling that it's selling out. You see, he's been a big fan of yours ever since accidentally hearing a segment from your show on WCHL last summer in which a stream of fart jokes started coming out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere. I mean, it's fairly regular. Let's see, blah, blah. I was driving and immediately thought, oh, dear. I turned around to see him in the back seat with a look of pure joy and elation on his face. You've made a friend for life.
Aww.
This morning he wanted to hear all the details, which, of course, I mostly had to leave out. I think that's best.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah, my sister asked if she could bring my 12-year-old nephew. I was like, no.
No.
Can I bring my 88-year-old mom? No. It's really not appropriate
for
anybody.
You know what's hilarious? 12-year-old, no. But I had a woman who came to the show, to my show in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
With her daughter. She was 87. It was her first stand-up show.
Oh.
My show is for grown-ups, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say that right now.
Okay.
It's for adults. And she's like, this is my mom's first show. And I was like, she's like, oh, honey, I just love it. You know, if you're 87. I figure you've lived a little bit.
You've seen some stuff. There might not have been Twitter, but you've seen enough.
Well, luckily for you, there wasn't Twitter, because they probably were doing way crazier stuff than we're doing now. You know what I mean? Back when there was no running water, you know, refrigeration. They're probably doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
By the way, here's one thing. Yeah, this is where I need my dating game. Was Scott put it on Facebook, said, hey, I'm totally in if you guys are going to have a singles table. I'm totally going alone in Boston. It's Sexy Liberal Dating Game.
Ah.
What better place to meet another Sexy Liberal? It's Sexy Liberal Show.
Yes.
There's a very sense of community.
We should create some kind of a mixery.
You'll feel welcome.
Well, just Steph and I'll bring a couple boxes of wine.
Sure.
And just throw them at the crowd. A sleeve of cups and two boxes of wine. Have at thee. Commence with making the love.
The making of the
liberal
love. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Andrew Breitbart.
In listening to him, you know, break up, how humiliating. I can't imagine a more humiliating thing to have to do than that press conference. And he made his bet he's going to have to lie in it. So it was sad. And he's put a problem for the Democratic Party right now, because, you know, if he steps down, if he stays, I mean, he's got serious problems.
Yeah, I love how he broke into the press conference and made it all about what a victim he is.
Yeah, oh, me, and everyone's mean to me in my life. And then somebody peed in my coffee.
Carol in Seattle on Breitbart. Hi, Carol.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Not bad. Go ahead.
I just listened to the news clip on my 1090 AM station where they played Breitbart saying he had this X-rated photo. He didn't want to release it.
No, of course he didn't. But he would never do anything to hurt Democrats.
I mean, what he's doing is blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
I have the photo, and I won't release it unless Anthony Weiner doesn't respect me.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Why doesn't somebody go after him for blackmail?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Anytime he's involved.
And the whole Acorn scandal with the phony.
And Shirley Sherrod. I know.
But it's false circumspection, right? It's like, I've got all this incriminating evidence,
but
I'm not
going to
release
person.
It out of respect for the... Well, no, the fact that you're talking about it, you're whipping up this frenzy around it. I mean, it's so manipulative.
Right.
And, you know, if you really didn't want to release it, give the photo... I don't know. If you don't want to give it back to Weiner, destroy it.
Right.
Give it to your grandma to hold in a bra with her money.
Here would have been the tutorial, Aisha. It would have been as if I would have called you and said, if you don't do the Sexy Liberal Show, I will post these naked pictures of you up on the Sexy Liberal Facebook page.
What you said was, even if you do the Sexy Liberal Show, I'm still going to post these pictures up on the page.
So there was no blackmail.
I just did it.
I never threatened anything.
And
I'd
given up. I died inside a long time ago. I was like, fine, whatever. I don't feel anything. Let's do it.
Okay. Charles is saying that's showing you the difference. Yeah. Compare and contrast.
Yes. That's magic. Oh, we just learned something.
Okay. See? Mm-hmm. Charles Krauthammer on the Brit Bear.
I think the events speak for itself, and the Democrats, I think, are really worried and hoping it will simply go away, which would mean he has to go away.
No. I don't know that the Democrats are really... that's a question I have. Is any party ever really worried anymore about a slutty representative? You know what I mean? There's so many of them now.
Well, aren't we numb? I mean, between Schwarzenegger and John Edwards,
you can't even muster indignation anymore. It's just a series of disappointments. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this guy,
didn't
that guy.
Newt Gingrich raise the bar, and then Schwarzenegger, and then Edwards? You're just did you impregnate someone else secretly while your wife was dying? Well, then why are you bothering us with this?
If you didn't bring divorce papers and sit them down on your dying wife's lap as she was being intubated in the hospital.
If you didn't impregnate another woman on top of your dying wife.
Yes, in the hospital, on the single bed. While kicking over her IV.
Honey, can you move over?
Exactly. Your IV is in my way. We're just going to yank that out for a couple minutes.
Because you're no good anymore.
I'll be quick, I promise.
Then propagating. Yes. Oh,
and
my God.
The thing is, it's interesting. Europe has been here for a long time. Yeah. Right? Europeans just are not scandalized by sexual activity. Yes. I'm not saying that's a good attitude to have, but I think they're able to separate private and public life. We have this thing where we want to know everything about someone, and every bit of their behavior reflects on how they're going to do their job.
Right.
When the fact of the matter is that everybody in the private sector are doing just the same number of things. When I first job out of college, the head of my company, we had a company party.
Right.
He tried to kiss every single female employee. I mean, systematically. Like, he had an alphabetical list. He's like, all right, now I'm down to J. Hey, Jenny, what are you doing? I mean, he kissed. And I remember feeling so weird when it happened. I push him away, and I wander away to do more shots. Because, I was insulted. I'm not going to let it stop me from drinking. And then I go to work the next day, and I walk into my friend's room. I'm like, did you know that so-and-so tried to kiss me? So she's like, oh, yeah, you too? And then, but it was just like regular old, everyday run-of-the-mill kind of dumpy CEO. So,
I have morals, and besides, I've got some tequila shots.
Dude, we have a quarters game going over there. I am on fire, and I cannot make out with you, creepy old guy. I'm winning, I won $8 earlier. Get out of my way.
Mama needs some new shoes. Let's go.
This is not an apology, but maybe we need to find a way to separate these two things because these scandals distract us from the work of running the country.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, what kind of company was that you worked for?
It was an advertising firm. It was the best. If you guys watch Mad Men, it really was like that. Our company had a staff bartender every day at 5:01. Wow. This guy set up. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So he was 40s. Go, hey, nice gams. Come on over here.
Exactly.
Aisha,
walk those pins over here, young lady. Let's talk about your future. And all of the young executives.
Could you bend over the Xerox machine?
And make some dittos.
By the way, let's look at the alphabet.
Minios.
Aisha comes first. Come on here for your tongue.
I did. Luckily, I was bigger than he was. I was like, all right, you.
I will squash
you. Step away from my navel. But all the junior executives, we used to all keep beer balls in our office. It was the awesomest place. Because, also because you worked 120 hours a week. I mean, you were I'd be there at 3:00 on a Saturday. all the Miller Lite in the world won't wipe away this sadness.
Oh, yes, there will. There is enough Miller Lite to wipe away the sadness,
really
trust me.
There really is, okay. My friend. If I could reach you, we'd be high-fiving right now. We agree on that point.
Donald Trump on the Fox and Freaks.
We are really doing very terrible things to this country.
Oh,
we're destroying our country. We're destroying our economy. We're outsourcing our jobs. We're not making products any longer. If you look at products, they're being made in China and many other countries.
Yes.
And it's really
like
very
everything
sad
you've
what's
done.
Going on.
Like your suit line, you mean?
Uh-huh. Your suit line or all of these kind of farmed out development, he's building all these buildings in South America. They're 1,800 abandoned Trump buildings, half built, and people are squatting in them.
Exactly.
Shy. We made this building out of mud and anthills.
All right.
Trump Tower, it's 2.5 stories.
18 minutes after the hour, back with more Right Wing World Tuesdays with Tyler, and we hope... a major announcement about a major sexy liberal show! Ticketmaster!
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if that's a tease of any kind. All right, there will be a major sexy liberal announcement. You know what? We're just doing it at the bottom of the hour. people. They will definitely be on sale today for the Sexy Liberal Show, starring Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang and I. Yay! But we're trying to get Ticketmaster up right now! But it will definitely be on sale today, so we will go ahead and make the announcement after the bottom of the hour.
That was actually a Ticketmaster, because we could talk to him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's just
Mr. Master, please.
Sir Master, let's talk about the problems we're having with you. Yes.
I am the master of all tickets.
Just the key master? No, it's the Ticketmaster. Tell him Gozer's calling.
The gatekeeper.
They don't seem to be very masterful with this whole situation, do they?
They need to change their name to Ticket.
Ticket.
Ticket, meh. Ticket math.
Ticket mediocrity.
Ticket-ish.
Okay. All right. Let's continue with Right Wing World. Pat Buchanan on the McLaughlin Group.
The concentration of opposition to Mormons is among evangelical and fundamentalist Christians who are heavily concentrated in the South and the Bible Belt. It is an impediment and was an impediment 4 years ago to Romney in terms of winning the Republican nomination. But if he gets that nomination, and then you've got a race between Mitt Romney, who is a Mormon, and Barack Hussein Obama, who's an African-American of the left, evangelicals and fundamentalists, I think in the South will go strongly for Romney.
Oh, wow.
We're still running that old clam about the Hussein, really, now, still? Okay, fine.
Well, he's just saying in the South that you have the white guy with nice hair.
They
well,
hate Mormons, but not as much as black dudes.
I don't think they voted for him the last time. Yeah. So it's not like they're like all streaming off of his train all of a sudden. Like, wait a minute. We voted for him before when we thought his middle name was Hilbert. But now that we realize it's Hussein. Oh, come on now. This is outrageous.
Oh, I love when Pat Buchanan speaks on issues of race, don't
he's
you?
He's a boo-boo face.
Did you ever see that that opinion piece he wrote that he kind of basically said that this is the greatest country in the world, and black people should thank us for the nice boat ride over.
Thanks for the cruise. my ancestors played shuffleboard the whole way here.
We got fun.
Thank us for the free boat ride on the Princess
Cruise. A.K.A. urinate on yourself and maybe die. Yes. Thanks, Pat. I made that joke, white people. It's okay.
It's all right. Gretchen Carlson on Fox and Friends.
You know, how long can you continue to say that the hard-hit recession of 2007 moving into 2008 is something that they inherited? I mean, at what point does it become this administration's situation that they have to take full control for? And I think we're sort of teetering right now on the fact that it's their responsibility now and the policies that they've put into place to try and fix it.
In other words, the stimulus should have been bigger.
Yes.
As Robert Reich and Paul Krugman said.
Yes.
Look what's happened.
It almost seems like they're happy when things go badly for America. This recession awful, not here, Fox News, but for the president, right?
I still got my millions.
Sitting on their little pile of gold.
All right.
Here's my pile of doubloons. Sucks for you guys. Whoops.
All right. Oh, gosh, it's the waning moments of Glenn Beck on TV.
A lot of our universities are pushing bigotry, and that's what this is. Uh-huh. This is anti-Israeli bigotry, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. It is anti-American bigotry. Mm-hmm. And this administration embraces that kind of thinking.
I'll tell you what's anti-Semitic when you pronounce it anti-Semitic. I haven't met any Semets lately, but the minute
that
I do, I'm going to let them know I'm pro-Semitic.
Yes.
Also pro-Semitic, but the Semets, I don't know them so well. Maybe they're not that nice. What is he talking about?
Who knows what he's talking about that?
Sarah Palin's been running around wearing a Star of David. That's her new thing.
She
has been.
After she blood libeled the Jews?
Yes, blood libeled the Jews. And now running around where they signed the Magna Carta next to the Liberty Bell with her her Star of David on. Clearly doesn't know what
because
it means.
That's
She's like this little decorative
that's
star.
That's where Abraham Lincoln planned the Normandy invasion to free the Jews.
When you get pregnant, the stork brings you a baby on the top of a Star of David.
Jessica. I'm wearing my little Jew star to show I'm having such nachos right now.
Nachos.
Jessica in Chicago.
Nachos. Hi.
Hey, Jess.
Oh, my God. Okay. So stick with me here.
All right.
By the way, I was born in Detroit, but I'm not going to say anything else about assembly lines.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so instead of our daily surprises and assaults of all these guys showing their whatevers, we should go ahead and do what every moron who watches TV out there wants, a stupid reality show, And you got all these Congress members who would love to show their stuff.
Yeah.
And we go ahead and get photos of all the male members.
So
and then
to speak.
Go ahead and vote them off.
You know, I've got a name for that show.
What?
So You Think You Got Wood.
Yay!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
good morning. Have a great day at work today. All right, you know why we're losing it?
Why?
Because all morning it has been like Braveheart in here. We've just been like, hold,
yes.
hold.
Freedom!
Go! Go! We're
they
doing it!
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
We're free to make our sexy liberal announcement after the break, and we're going to do it!
Woo!
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What kind of monster are you?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, that kind. 34 minutes after the hour in the midst of Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler.
Yay!
All 3 hours, she's been having a little toddler fit.
I have been.
Just
has
little cartoon
I'm
arms
sorry,
flailing.
Inner,
what do?
So tired.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet for the
Why
big announcement?
Do it. Why don't we get it? Do it.
I don't, well, first of all, I want to apologize, not, that a naked picture somehow got on the Sexy Liberal Facebook page for Aisha Tyler last Tuesday when we announced Santa Fe, and that sold out in 4 days, ladies and gentlemen. Santa Fe for August 6th is sold out. And we've been champing at the bit to announce our August 20th date. Aisha Tyler filling in for Hal Sparks in August. He will be in Edinburgh. So Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and I.
Wee.
All right. So they've been screaming at Ticketmaster all morning. We were hoping to have tickets on sale now. But at 2 p.m.
Mr. Master was not picking up his phone.
No. But all right. We cannot wait any longer. At 2 p.m. Eastern time today, ladies and gentlemen.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA.
Can't forget the Motor City.
On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Yeah,
yay!
Baby! Thank you,
Shano.
Yay!
Very exciting.
Oh, gosh. Taish and I are twin bathtubs now. We're
twin
so
bathtubs.
Gratified we finally made the announcement.
Oh, it is. It really is the afterglow. Oh, what a relief.
God.
I'm holding on to that for 2.5 hours. Telling you.
Do that, Sting. Try it.
Talk about tantric.
All right. Kids, Sexy Liberal, by the way, sexyliberal.com. Don't forget, Minneapolis coming up next with Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I. June 18th, Chicago, June 25th. You can go check for all the upcoming dates, but they are selling out. I'm getting enormous pressure that I'm about ready to crack under for adding a second show in Los Angeles, which sold out long ago, October 22nd. Oh, I will,
It's hard being loved,
you know, when Roland and I both start drinking really this early, there's a lot of sexy liberal stress today.
Mm. You always drink this early.
Mm. Mm.
But she's admitting it out loud.
Okay. We're also, you know what else is coming to L.A.? Is Carmageddon. Apparently they're closing the 405 or something.
There's a panic. We are in a panic. It's happening for like another month, isn't it?
Yes.
But we're already
Carmageddon.
One weekend in July.
Isn't this already Carmageddon?
The 405. The 405 is already shut down all by itself all the time.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is to be avoided at all costs.
Yes.
Except for maybe like 3:30 to 3:45 on like a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
But they're shutting the whole thing down. And L.A. is going, literally, there'll be people crying on the sidewalk.
We gave the tip last week, Aisha. No matter what sexy liberal show you're going to in what city, take Pico. That's our advice.
No.
Just take Pico.
Or Olympic.
Or Olympic.
Yes. Yeah.
Rob in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm also the official fromage of the Stephanie Miller.
Ooh. Boogity boogity yeah. cheese.
Exactly. So I'm calling because I'm actually going to go downtown and get in line today and get tickets. But
awesome.
I want to know what kind of cheese you guys want for the green room.
Wow, you're going to be the official fromagerie of the green room?
This is sure.
I like the stinkier the better for me.
Too.
Stinky, stinky. I like the stinkier the better. Stinky, stinky,
French
stinky.
And raw. Raw milk.
Just like
milk
I like my women.
It's
what?
It's good raw milk because it has to be younger, 60 days, but that's a whole fromagerie discussion.
All right, awesome.
But I'm so fired up, and I've been on Ticketmaster, and now I'm just saying, screw it, and I'm going downtown. I'm going to get
right.
in line and try and get
wow.
tickets there. But
wow.
I'm so excited. I'm supposed to be in Montauk, New York, and I'll just fly home.
Yeah,
yay.
All right. Yay. All right, Rob, see you there.
Whee. All right. I'm all so right. excited. Thanks.
Yay, yay. Woo.
We are so excited.
Waiting for. Okay. Right? Wow, this is here's a traffic problem. Connecticut police received a complaint about zombie women in bikinis. You know how you're late to work. There are zombie women in bikinis on my street.
Either they want my brains, or maybe they want to have a little fun foreplay. I don't know.
Police were called. They were alarmed by a group of young women in bikinis with zombie makeup taking photographs on the street in Connecticut. It was for a 12-month zombie bikini calendar. I'm surprised you weren't asked. Entitled
Thank
The
you.
Year of the Dead. The cadaverous Aisha Tyler, not
Aisha Tyler,
in
yes.
Mm. Oh, the calendar, quote, features the sexiest, most grotesque dead girls to ever claw their way out of the grave and into your daily routine.
Oh, good Lord. People. I think we have officially, as a race, too much time on our hands.
Yes. All right. Move along. It's clearly nothing more to say. Okay. All right.
Did you see that they're selling the Palin emails?
No.
And they were trying to sell. Yes, they're selling the Palin emails. And originally they were the original price for the early Palin emails was $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for market forces. Hey Republicans, this is your free market forces at work. The price is now down to 3 cents a page, so you can have them all for the bargain price of $725.97. And I imagine if we wait a little longer,
yes.
you might be able to get them for free.
Someone wrote us yesterday about some right wing hack wrote the persecution of Sarah Palin, and there literally was like 5 price reduction stickers in a row. It's a penny, please.
Yes, exactly. You can have the entire box for like a ham sandwich and not even a closed Diet Coke. If you just got one that's open, if I can finish your soda, you can
Lawrence,
have it.
Lawrence in Minnesota. Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, let's look at the positive side of this wiener incident.
Mm.
See, the Republicans always give lip service to trying to say they're not bigots in the Tea Party. They are really racist. Now, if you look at wiener, he sent his wiener to a black chick. That's proof that there's no way the Democrats can be racist.
No. Exactly. He doesn't have one of those Ku Klux Klan penises.
No.
Like, who said they had a...
A
David Duke penis. Who
David
had that?
Duke penis.
Who said they had that?
Oh,
John Mayer. You remember that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's white and pointy?
Yes, he wasn't a racist, but his penis was.
Yes,
what he said.
Yes.
Now I could make a big tent joke right here, but I won't.
No, and I don't think that you should.
Which party's got the bigger tent?
Clearly,
I'll just leave that to you to decide, America.
Mm-hmm. And we're pitching it for all of you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Everyone's welcome inside our
tent. Just the wiener
tent.
Picture, America. Democrats.
We've got a big.
We pitch a big tent.
You know, we should quit this and be like, you know, just be political consultants.
All right.
I think we'd do well.
Nanette in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Nanette.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking about that lady describing a new reality show, and I think the name appropriate would be Members Only.
Nice.
Ah.
Yours is classier
yes.
than mine. Much classier.
Exactly.
Right. Nicely done.
All right. Speaking of, by the way, so did you see, you know, the pizza guy, Herman Cain? Apparently catching on like a house of fire because their field is so awful. Yeah.
We're not surprised, but we are surprised at how quickly that the media and others are catching on.
Mm.
Because our strategy from the beginning has been to develop a very strong ground game.
Mm. Mm. And free twisted bread.
And he said, see, race wouldn't be an issue when he runs against Obama.
The Republicans are so excited that they have any black guy. Every time they get a black guy, they just seize on to him like children around an ice cream truck. Like, they're running after one black guy who just might be legitimate, you know.
Michael Steele! He's the worst R&D chairman ever.
Steele is like working in the valley at like a kookaroo. He's done. So now they've got a new black guy, and they're so excited. You know, it's just I understand. They don't want they can't help it. They're like, we don't understand why the blacks don't like us. What are we doing wrong?
I think you're right. I saw him on MSNBC yesterday. Now we go live to Michael Steele at his Cuckoo Roo. Michael, could you take the hat off before you comment on
We're out of cucumber salad. But there's plenty of macaroni and cheese to go around. Free market forces at work, and the cucumber salad was bought up.
Oh, boy. All right. I love this. We were the other day in the Raven World. Who was it, Chris, that was saying Elmo is making kids gay? I don't know. It's we're back to that argument
we're
about
there.
Fictional puppets are making children gay. And mm-hmm. If you let children play with, you know, like girls play with trucks and boys play with dolls, then you're making them gay. That
yes.
whole thing.
You make girls play with trucks and boys play with dolls. They grow up to be well-adjusted
Ernie,
people.
Ernie, what'd you do
nice.
With the asterisk line?
Little old Bert.
Mel writes, Steph, I freaking played war with my little playmates when I was 6 or 7. Dana Carvey, grumpy old man voice. In my day, we used sticks for guns.
And we liked it.
And I'm anti-war. Playing with toys is not destiny or something. Plus, why the hell wouldn't gay kids get to enjoy their prom? God knows someone should enjoy the prom. I thought it was a disaster.
Right.
Yeah, they were saying that this will cause gay kids to grow up and enjoy their prom.
I played all boy games when I was a kid. I rode bikes and I fought and I kicked, and my best friend is a boy, and despite the efforts of many girls in college,
yeah.
I'm very straight.
And many girls in Santa Fe and Detroit.
Yes, exactly. I'll hug you as long as you like, because I, you know, who doesn't like to hug a nice soft girl? But I am straight. And I still like to play boy games.
Well, I was a tomboy, and that turned out totally differently for me.
Exactly. Yes. I don't know how many times you have to say this. You're born this way.
Yeah.
How many times
we
have
to say this? Who let the dykes out? Woof, woof. Lisa writes, Steph, kids see toys until adults put our crap into their heads. I fought the doll problem with my toothless redneck truck driver husband over our youngest son. He wanted a doll, so I bought him one for Christmas. He carried it around, fed it, changed it until my husband fed it to the dog. We repeated this 4 times before our son did what I knew he would do eventually, grow tired of the doll and move on to a new toy. Of course, my husband claims if our son announces he's gay later in life, it will be the doll's fault.
I also don't play, like, I'm going to go out on a limb here. You know, I think we're in a good place where, like, you know, more people are like, a majority of Americans believe
yeah.
in gay marriage.
Yeah.
I think it's, in most cities you can be out, but you know, it's still a challenge. It's still hard
yeah.
for people to do. And I think the idea that playing with dolls is going to lead to, like, you know, a lifetime of
right.
like putting yourself out there and being challenged and judged by other people and also having sex differently. Like, oh, I'm just going to do this because of a doll. You know what I mean? Like, I play with a doll and now I just can't. I just want to go down on a girl. You
because
know what I mean?
Because Chucky told me to
yeah,
do
like,
that.
This is, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'm so
Lisa
tired.
Also writes, just this weekend we went to a local mall's play area. Our son, who's now 6, ran up after a few minutes to introduce us to a new friend, an Indian named Josh. I think she meant a Native American named Josh. After, or maybe she
maybe
didn't.
Maybe she met an East
yeah.
Indian guy.
Maybe she did.
Josh is his Western name, his yeah. first name's Rajiv.
Okay. After Josh left, we met Alex, a Latino. After Alex left, we met China and Paris, African American twin girls. Kids just play with kids. They don't see anything else until we teach them to. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lisa. Oh,
exactly. That was lovely. Let's all get along.
And she says Ken Blackwell's a moron. All right. Because he was the one that said it, I think. Okay.
He's dumb.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Back with the waiting moments. Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on
Stephanie Miller.
I say I don't like
Stephanie Miller.
But you know I'm a liar. Ooh, fire.
I get it. It's another car song because Sexy Liberal Show with Aisha Tyler and John Fugle saying it's coming to Detroit. Yay, August 20th. Tickets on sale 2 p.m. Detroit time today. We are, Ticketmaster is busily building the box office. Sharon in Detroit she's already gunning her motor. Hello, Sharon.
Oh, Stephanie, I am so happy you're coming to Detroit.
Me too.
I'm going to take full advantage of the meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And,
And, honey, you guys are going to love our opera house. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I know. We're very excited about that one.
Very excited. And one more thing, honey.
Yes.
Can I be the official court reporter of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Indeed, you can.
And I love the grammar conversations.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
exactly.
Not the picture of the... It's the spelling pussies wrong. That's because he was with two cats, and that was not how you pluralize it.
No, not in any
way. That's not hot.
Nope.
Even if you liked the object in the middle, you'd be like, oh, no, that's not the correct spell.
I don't want to sleep with you for fear that your poor spelling skills will rub off on me.
Rick in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And gang and Mooch and Aisha.
Yes.
I worked with you in the 90s in Berkeley at the Flesh Colored Comedy Series, the Color Funny Comedy Competition at Ohana Center is where we met. I think you were just out of eighth grade, probably.
She was a child star.
I do remember. I do remember. I don't remember it specifically, but it all sounds very familiar.
Well, I had to go rummage around and find an old promotion for it. So if you want, I'll try to find a way to send it to you just as a memorabilia from your grade school days, you know?
Awesome.
All right, honey. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Tony in Quad Cities. Steph, I have to call BS on there being no pictures of you and Aisha together. I have one. I drew it on the wall of my basement Saturday night after about two bottles of wine. I had my ticket to the Sexy Liberal Show in one hand and my aura. You know what? Tony, Louise, whatever your name is, just stop. All right, I saved this story for you because I know how this makes you go ape crazy. It's the miniaturizing of animals and...
Oh, Lord.
Mama, Paris Hilton seems to have acquired Cuddles, your dream miniature guide horse. There's something so perverse about this scene. Three odd products of generations of inbreeding. Paris, a rat dog, and Cuddles. These damn rich bitches get all the good stuff. Cuddles is... on guard, bitch! Cuddles, have you seen Cuddles? He's a blue-eyed little guide horse and he wears little sneakers.
He's a guide horse, so
yes.
He's for, like, people who have some kind of a disability?
Yes, unless a really rich woman can buy him.
Yeah, either someone who has a disability and needs real assistance living and being independent, or a broad who wants to put a bow around his neck and paint his toenails and waste good money on meaningless crap while the world burns and babies starve.
Good right. Tuesday, everybody. Nothing gets her fired up at people that buy outfits for their dogs.
Well, I everybody should be free to do what they want with their money unless they're stupid and they do stupid things with their money, and then they should give it to me.
Sheila in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, I'm the official portable pole of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm calling to say that children are who they are is inborn. My son, when he was a year old, I gave him nothing but dolls to play with, thinking I'd have this great new age kid. His first word was outside. His second word was truck. And he has grown up to be the most macho straight guy ever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, honey.
Boy named Sue.
Yes. I mean, this is incontrovertible. People are either born straight or they're born gay. And let's just get past that. Let's just get past it,
shall we? Normally, I would think this superficial story is too mean about Paris Hilton, except that she has stolen Cuddles, my dream guide horse.
He's very cute.
Superficial writing. Just in case anyone was wondering whether Paris Hilton is still a self-absorbed, over-entitled bag of herpes with absolutely zero redeeming qualities, the answer is yes. Yes,
she
is.
A cute little pony.
And apparently, she decided to make that abundantly clear to the staff of The View when Barbara Walters called her on her, according to Page Six. Walters criticized Hilton for complaining in the first episode about her 200 hours of community service. She also questioned her claims of doing charity work and her desire to help other female prisoners. Afterward, off camera, both Paris and her father berated The View producer, upset at the tone of the interview.
Yes, okay. I mean, look, if you put yourself out there and you're, you know, with your no underwear on, you should be prepared to feel a breeze.
That's going to be on a T-shirt, along with Boogity Boogity Cheese.
Yay! Okay. We got to get some merch going for the August shows. Boogity Boogity Cheese T-shirts.
Feel a breeze. Boogity Boogity Cheese.
Oh, heavens. All right. A source says Whitney Houston has finished up a 30-day outpatient program, is now working with a life coach who's living with her.
And not a day too soon.
Slap the crack pipe out of her. D-listed writing, Whitney's singing voice now sounds like a porcupine scooting a fart over a sheet of sandpaper, but I'm sure once this life coach. Oh, dear.
Note to internet, blazing not so good for your singing voice. 420, bad for the singing voice. Yeah.
All right, and finally, it's official. Katie Couric has signed on with ABC. She will do a daytime talk show that will debut in the fall of 2012 and be part of the ABC News team. Just in time to ask Sarah Palin more gotcha questions.
Right.
By the way, did you know the gotcha question that led to her Paul Revere blunder?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing in Boston?
Well,
on?
What are you seeing? What are you doing?
Apparently, I heard that he put a feather in his hat and he called it macaroni.
That's the great story
country.
Of Paul Revere. The
great
end.
Country.
The end.
Love our, the basis of
the
foundation.
Of libertatiousness believes this is a great place.
All right. And Rick Santorum got in the race yesterday.
He's devalued our currency.
The president.
And he's not just devalued our currency. He's devalued our culture through not standing up for the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah.
Yes.
The federal funding of abortion.
He's clear, in a froth, isn't he?
Again, I would just
That's
like
a frothy
everybody,
mix of homophobia and anti-choice.
And lack of reading. Because there is no government funding of abortion. Please,
no,
please read before you do. I mean, for like 35 or 40 years.
He also said President Obama's foreign policy, he's a paper tiger. He said Obama has appeased other countries, including Iran, by not...
He appeased Iran.
Obliterating them.
Yes. Yes, by not nuking them. Okay, yes. Yes, appeased Iran by...
Who wants a little more wiener before we go?
To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I'm deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family, and my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff.
He said staff.
But I do it again.
you got to think that the next, like, 700 or 800 family get-togethers are just going to be a lot of, like, averted gazes, and you sit at the kiddie table.
Forever.
Exactly. As they pat him down to remove any device that could be used to take a photo. You know, he has to go to bed with, like, mittens on his hands like a baby. So he can't get up in the middle of the night and use the Internet. The tape him on. Tape on oven mitts to his hands every night before he goes to bed.
All right. Sexy music, ladies and gentlemen. Detroit on sale, 2 p.m. Eastern time for the Sexy Liberal Show starring Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang and I. Coming to the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th. Tickets will go fast. They will sell out like they are everywhere. So please get it.
Steph and me are like Clooney and Rames in Out of Sight.
Yeah.
And I say, she says, let's go to Detroit. And I say, now you're talking, sister.
Yeah, there we go. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.